Harriet Minter. It's lovely to talk to you. Feminist journalist, host of the Badass Women's Hour on Talk Radio. It's 8 o'clock every Saturday night and a stonking listen it is to. I tell you what, it's also a stonking listen. As of 1 o'clock this afternoon, just a few minutes, Mr. Jake Yap will be here standing in once again. I think it's your last day there standing in for Mr. John Holmes.
I have never stonked in my life and I don't intend to start now, Julia.
I love a man with principles. What's coming up on your show?
I honestly can't remember. I literally can't remember. Obviously, it's my last day, as you say. So,
yes. Is it like the last day of term? You're a little bit more happy.
Yeah, I'm not in uniform, as you can tell.
Yeah, hasn't made an effort at all.
No,
unlike me, in my usual jeans and jumper.
I'm actually wearing a shirt, and it's actually been ironed.
I'd like to state that shirt has never been ironed in its life. I mean, it may have been ironed when it was...
Categorically, how dare you?
But that shirt, at some point before it was put on the rack in Topshop or wherever you bought it from.
Are we finally having some sort of on-air beef? Because I've been trying to do this for a year and a half,
that
nearly.
Shirt wouldn't know an iron if it looked it in the eye.
Oh, you want to throw... bring it on!
Oh, he's actually stood up. And I can see the full unironed glory of his shirt.
Look at that. That's a...
Where? That's
there,
not...
There, there's a crease.
Oh, he's now pointing to one of the creases that may possibly once have been an ironed crease.
Listen, that's the best £2 I've ever spent.
This is how good the show is going to be. I can't remember what's on, but it's all going to be about ironing, apparently. Jake Yap standing in for John Holmes after 1 o'clock. Do stay tuned. I'll be back 10 o'clock.
You'll miss me though, won't you?
I will miss you. I'll miss the iron. You go back and do some ironing. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Up to the minute breaking news and instant reaction on the radio station that's got everyone talking.
You might very well think that. You know I couldn't possibly comment.
Talk Radio.
Say you're a year into your contract. And the hot new phone is released. But you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swap help.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
In Britain, transit means business. Business for... And... Or, and at your local Transit Show Live, it means money-saving business. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer between the 13th and 21st of May, take a test drive, and you'll save £500 on selected new Ford commercial vehicles. Ford, go further.
To qualify for the additional £500 customer saving off the recommended retail price of selected new Ford commercial vehicles, you must test drive any new Ford commercial vehicle between the 13th and 21st of May 2017. Contract between 13th and 21st of May 2017. Register between 13th of May and 31st of December 2017. At participating dealers only, excludes Ranger XL and XLT models.
Global superstars Jamiroquai return with the fantastic new album, Automaton. Featuring the singles Cloud Nine and Automaton. Out now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Very good afternoon to you. It's Jake Yap, unironed and in for John Holmes for one last day. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, Greens determined to get more MPs. Hear from Marie Ney and find out who's replacing Len on Strictly.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn has hit out at the Conservatives, saying they're holding the country back. It comes as Green Party co-leader Caroline Lucas says they'll no longer consider progressive alliances after Labour expel party members for backing a progressive candidate. But former Green leader Natalie Bennett's told Talk Radio that's not actually the case in some areas.
We're looking, with or without progressive alliances, which are happening in some places around the country, we're looking to elect more Green MPs, and I'm confident we will increase our representation in Parliament. And, you know, Caroline, as one Green MP, has had a tremendous impact, way more, I think, than any other single MP.
Shares in Centrica and SSE have fallen after Theresa May confirmed plans to cap energy bills. The Conservatives have confirmed they'll limit standard variable tariffs if they're re-elected, while pro-Europe Party Liberal Democrats have claimed Brexit's putting an extra 5p £0.50 a litre on petrol. A man accused of murdering a British-born doctor and his fiancée has been charged while in his hospital bed. The former security guard's recovering, having been shot by police. The man known as Marine A, whose murder charge was reduced to manslaughter, has admitted he still doesn't know why he shot dead an injured Taliban fighter in Afghanistan.
A moment of madness, I think, is the best description I can give. Yeah, it's not exactly the proudest moment of my life when I look back on that. I'd say I've spent a lot of time thinking about it, and I haven't got a definitive answer.
Alexander Blackman was released from prison last month after spending more than 3 years in jail. In his first broadcast interview, he says it feels good to be home with his wife, Claire, and he's considering lots of job offers. After years on the run, a wanted British drug baron has been captured in Thailand. In 2014, 47-year-old Jonathan Morby was jailed in his absence to 15 years in prison. Police caught him on the island of Koh Samui by tracking his son, who'd gone for a visit. And Strictly judges have welcomed Shirley Ballas as new head judge. The British-born Latin and ballroom dancer is replacing Len Goodman.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry with bright or sunny spells today. The best of the sunshine across Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 17 degrees.
Marvellous. How are you, Victoria?
I'm good, thanks, Jake. How are you?
Yeah, all right, thanks. Calm.
You are creased. You mentioned it earlier, and I'm just confirming.
I'm not. It's linen. It's like supposed to look creased.
Not in the creases where they are.
Well, okay, I sleep in funny positions on trains.
How are you?
I'm fine. I mean, you don't come into here... Like, I don't start throwing down saying, oh, look at you in your, you know, black jumper.
It's not a jumper. It's just a top.
Exactly. It's not even a jumper. I'm not very good on sartorial throwdowns.
I only mentioned the creases because you were talking about your unironed shirt, and
I wasn't talking about it.
Well, I heard you mention it.
Julia did that. Do you know what? I'm kind of happy about it.
Why?
Because finally, after what, a year and 3-4 months of trying, finally I have an on-air beef with another presenter, and I have been saying for a long time we need this. Because, you know, it's good for, you know, there'll be like people get talking about it. You know, it'll sort of whip up something. We'll probably get covered in the Daily Mail or something.
What have you said about her, though?
On air present.
Because you need to say something provocative back. That's how it works.
Yeah, instead of just, yes, I did iron it. That's not really good enough, is it?
No, you need to say something. You need to slam the Hartley Brewer.
Do I? Shall I diss her?
Yeah.
I'm going to diss her.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say that she... doesn't I got
maybe
nothing.
Think about it
say,
maybe in
say?
Like 5 minutes you'll
I'm
have
gonna
a diss.
Say I have not listened to her show and laughed. No, that's not true.
Is
I actually when she starts talking about global warming I laugh my head off and then I have a little cry. Hang on. What do you go on?
Maybe just let the sport happen in some of the ads, and then you'll have time to think.
The trouble is,
with your beef.
What happened was, I thought people could text in some disses of Julia Hartley Brewer for me, and I thought, no, that could backfire spectacularly.
That could be horrible. That could be like bullying, as opposed to just
horrific.
Beef.
Yeah, that's not okay.
It's a fine line.
You can't bully beef. Thanks, Victoria.
It's all right, Jake.
Are you doing the bonus news at 3:30 today?
Well, since you mentioned it, yeah.
What are you going to do? Oh, yeah, coercion. I forgot that. Yeah, just say it on air and it happens.
Yep.
And you'll be bringing me a soy latte.
No way.
From Starbucks.
Nope. I don't have time to get you a soy latte.
Well, I've said it on air now. You're going to look pretty stupid if you don't do it.
Well, no. It doesn't work with everything.
Okay, fine. Thanks then. Bye. Here's the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Abrahams. Middlesbrough defender Ben Gibson believes they wasted their opportunity to play in the Premier League. After one season in the top flight, they were relegated with 2 games to go last night. Arsene Wenger says there will be no restructuring of the way that Arsenal is run from a technical point of view while he remains manager. The Frenchman is yet to announce whether he'll be staying past the end of his contract this summer. Reports of a director of football being brought in have been addressed by Wenger.
Director of football, I don't know what it means. Is it somebody who stands on the road and directs, play right and left? I don't understand. I never could understand what it means, director of football.
And the former Sunderland Rangers manager, Dick Advocaat, has been confirmed as Holland's new boss. As for a third time, he'll be assisted by Dutch legend Ruud Gullit. While tonight, Juventus are well placed to reach the Champions League final. They're 2-0 up, going to the second leg of their tie with Monaco in Turin. Finally, tennis, Andy Murray continues his preparations for the French Open later when he faces the Romanian wildcard Marius Copil in Madrid. That's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £68 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
JPR in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a generic cover show, and I'm your generic host.
It's a generic show.
Your favorite presenter's gone away. They're looking for a brand new post.
Good afternoon, how are you? All right. Okay. Julia Hartley Brewer, man. I mean, seriously. It's a good job John Holmes is back tomorrow from one. Because...
She just threatened to punch me in the face.
She just threatened to punch you in the face. She insulted my ironing. I'm not sure which is worse. And she told off Marta. Unbelievable. Why'd she come out so punchy today?
They cancelled Brexit or something.
They should. Do you know what they should do after that?
What?
Cancel Brexit. That's the only way they'll learn, isn't it? Good afternoon, it's JCAP, Scourge of Julia Hartley Brewer in for John Holmes for 3 hours now. Julia Hartley Brewer's still out there. Oh. Ah. Okay.
She's punching other people, is she?
She's biting... She's literally bitten someone's arm out or something. She's coming in. Bring it on! Come on in! Come on in! Come on in if you're man enough! Come and throw down, Julia Hartley Brewer!
She's not happy.
I'm from South East London! No? I think she's just left something in the studio.
I think she's having a serious word with Cass at the moment.
I'm not afraid. We've needed a beef. This is brilliant. We're going to get so much press off this. This is like the best thing ever. Anyway, let's press on, shall we? Cornelius, would you mind coming with me to the car park after the show?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about how to spot fake news. It's just so hard, isn't it? We're going to be finding out where the party political leaders are. We're going to be heading off to Bristol for our local news roundup, known as All Over Datchet. And we're going to be playing Toppling Juncture. Are you all right, Cornelius?
Yeah, I'm just a bit shaken.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, mate. It's
just
okay.
Compiling an email.
Don't worry about it. I think everyone's compiling an email. It's fine. I mean, the nice thing is that, you know... Oh, I was going to say, the thing is, this isn't my, you know, staple source of income, this network. But then for you, of course.
For me, yeah.
Of course. Yeah, it's fine. Well, it's lovely to be here one last time. Rudd. Hi, Rudd.
Hello.
Rudd's here to do our newspaper review. Are you all right today, Rudd?
I'm very well, thank you.
Anyone threaten you? Anyone?
No.
Oh, that's a bonus.
Yes.
In this building, you're doing well. You're ahead of the curve. And you're going to have a look at the papers for us.
Yes,
on that,
cheeky
you?
Little paper review.
Should do a cheeky one. Make it sassy and fun.
It'll be sassy and fun. It won't be very political because of Ofcom.
Yes, of course.
So there's this one story that's kind of doing the rounds a bit, which is Brits, a significant amount of Brits would rather have an evening in indoors on the internet rather than go out and get hammered.
Yeah.
Which just, I think is fair enough.
Glass of wine and a couple of hours on darknet. No, it's not.
Is that which one's healthier?
That's well, I'd be surprised to find out because there's arguments for both, really. I mean,
against both, I would say as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the argument I tend to hear against staying in and being on the internet with friends, inverted commas. Mm. Okay, I want something I have to say.
Has your friend got an inverted comma? It's better than having a semicolon, isn't it?
I'm 100% of the firm belief that friends you have on the internet are 100% as valid as friends that you have in real life.
Oh, no question, if not more valid.
And I get told quite a lot that they're not, and it's a bit unfair, I think.
And how does that make, yeah, how does it?
Well, it's not, because I've got friends that I've had on the internet and I've known and what?
Nothing.
And have known for 3, 4, 5 years. And
wow.
Yeah. It's.
Have you ever done that thing where you then meet them?
Yeah, I was, funny enough, I was listening to someone yesterday who said that you should never, ever meet people that you know on the internet. Mm. Because the people that I knew them for about 2 years before I met them in real life, and it was a great time. Yeah. I went up to a LAN event up in Birmingham. Anyway.
A LAN event?
Yeah, it's one that, you know, where you see like the big halls full of computers.
The LAN before time.
Yeah. Anyway,
the
yes.
Promised
so,
LAN.
So Brits would rather...
We'll just do LAN puns for 3 hours now. Carry on. I'm sorry, go on, yes.
But yeah, so online friends are just as valid. But then there are the arguments that kind of staying in and being very isolated and sitting in your computer chair for hours and hours at a time can be very depressing. But then again, so can going out and drinking.
Discovering people aren't as interesting as you think they are. Yeah. I mean, have you ever had that thing where you make friends with someone over like email or whatever, and then you meet them and suddenly you realise that what seemed like a sort of rather charming sarcastic humour, it turns out to actually, they're just not actually a very nice person.
Yeah, especially when it is like video gamers on the internet, they, you know, people tend to be a bit nerdy and a bit insecure.
Yeah.
The kind of top reason for not meeting friends in real life is that the second you meet them, they just immediately stop being like a name in a chat room. They have a face and feelings and
that you can punch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently Britain is a lot more like me than I thought it was. It's a lot of less people want to go out doing the alcohols.
Do you like to do the alcohols there, Cornelius?
Yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Many
yes.
thanks.
Hello, waiter. I would like one alcohols, please.
Well,
I do think there's
a sort of... there is a nice sort of thing that happens now that, you know, they call it second screening, where like you sit at home and watch.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's where you sit at home and watch TV, but then you also have some kind of social media feed up, maybe talking about that TV show.
Oh, so yeah.
Like, actually, a stay-at-home experience can become a kind of collective experience. I think that's kind of fun.
I once did that where I was watching a movie with someone kind of over the internet, so we would like time when to pause it and stuff, and we had to, yeah.
When you had to what?
Yeah, I mean that
to pause it.
Yeah,
go
yeah.
To the toilet.
Why pausing?
To go to the toilet, and
okay.
Get food and stuff.
You don't have to go any further than that. In terms of I've been wanting to do that. I've been wanting to like stream stuff. Like, I want to figure out the technology now.
Oh, it's very simple.
There must be a way to.
I stream on occasion.
Periscope and Facebook.
That's when you pause the video. What? You can do
Periscope
what?
And Facebook.
Yeah, but I want to do like a picture-in-picture thing. So I want to watch something and have other people able to watch what I'm watching, and then have me in the corner going, "Oh, that's rubbish."
There's a program called OBS, which is called Open Broadcast Software, which you can use to stream stuff from your computer if anyone at home wants to.
Interesting.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so that's Brits would rather stay in than go and have a boozy night out.
I would
rather stay in.
Yeah, I mean, with like...
I just prefer binge drinking indoors on my own.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. The best way to do it is binge drinking indoors on your own while on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing bad can ever come of that. Nothing. What else have you found?
The one that I immediately is underneath the paper that I moved says pop fights dementia.
That's fine.
Cannabis can help fight dementia, which is kind of counterintuitive, I would have thought.
I'm not doing that coy sort of broadcast way that some people do of kind of going, oh, I wouldn't know. No, I genuinely wouldn't know. Like, I've never done it. I've never experienced any of that. So I wouldn't.
When you said Pot Fights Dementia, I thought that was a new TV show.
I thought it was Pol Pot. I thought it was... horrendous. Just
people who are high fighting. sort of, it's a knockout style. No one actually gets hurt.
Oh, I
sort
see.
Of
big, it's like Gladiator, but with stoners and pensioners.
Yeah.
It will come, won't it? Surely it will come. All of these
things.
I mean,
capitalism will eventually get to the point where we've got a TV show of stoners fighting pensioners.
It seems far-fetched now, but I'm going to tell you that by 2021...
Does it seem far-fetched?
There will be a broadcast pilot of that, at least. It's just going to happen, isn't it? You can just go as wild as you want now.
Yeah, so apparently the active chemical THC boosts your memory, which is weird, because it makes you forget things. It makes you very forgetful when you...
I think it makes you very forgettable. I don't know anyone more boring than someone who's
definitely true.
People on drugs are the dullest people.
Yeah,
just in general. Apart.
I would say that was perhaps the strongest argument for just saying no.
Absolutely. Like, it makes you really tedious and you ramble in you. Anyway.
Yeah.
Not interesting, creative like the Beatles say.
No, exactly. Yeah. Putting a crisp packet on your head is not quite as good as Revolver. Right. Thanks very much, Rudd. We'll have more with you after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party.
Countdown to the election on Talk Radio.
In Britain, transit means business. Business for... and... or... and at your local transit show live, it means money-saving business. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer between the 13th and 21st of May, take a test drive, and you'll save £500 on selected new Ford commercial vehicles. Ford. Go further.
To qualify for the additional £500 customer saving off the recommended retail price of selected new Ford commercial vehicles, you must test drive any new Ford commercial vehicle between the 13th and 21st of May 2017. Contract between 13th and 21st of May 2017. Register between 13th of May and 31st of December 2017. At participating dealers only, excludes Ranger XL and XLT models.
Dave, this is not the way to the ground. Please put the sat-nav on.
Sat-nav? I don't need that. I'm a human compass, me.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
David, I don't think this is Wembley, is it?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and accas only. Please bet responsibly.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Score yourself a winner with The Sun. Join me, The Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton, for all the latest stats, chats and spats. Our coverage is more pep than Guardiola, tackles opponents tougher than Terry and scores more winners than our mates Zlatan. Plus, don't miss your number one football pullout. It's goals every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's trouble in Exeter with the A30 currently closed both ways from the M5 at Junction 31 through to the Alfreton Junction. That's because of a police incident. You're queuing through Barton and the E1 in Staffordshire, north on the A38 towards Burton. One lane's closed after a vehicle struck a bridge. Two lanes are closed on the anti-clockwise M60 around Junction 16 for Pendlebury. There's been an accident there and that's bringing your speeds down. And there's trouble on the A470 between Abercynon and Pontypridd. It's currently closed both ways. There's been a serious accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
And now Agony Hour on the Susie Clementine Show.
Line 1, Brian, what seems to be troubling you?
Hi, Susie. About 3 weeks ago, I sold my house through a traditional estate agent, paid thousands in commission, thinking I'd get better service.
Right.
But then I discovered Purple Bricks. They offer free valuations, local property experts, 24/7 service, the lot.
Be strong, Brian.
And only charge a fixed fee. No commission at all.
Brian, can I just say how brave you are sharing your terrible loss?
If you've been affected by Brian's story, visit purplebricks.com and save yourself from commissary.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Gosh, so much to talk about. There's a new judge on Strictly. I mean, good heavens. We're not really going to be talking about that. It's okay, don't worry. But it's a fact. I mean, it's happening. You need to deal with it. In the meantime, we're reviewing the papers with Rudd. Hi, Rudd.
Hello.
Hello, babes. And what do you got for us, sir? What's caught your eye in the...
Glastonbury.
In the old papers.
Glasto. I love Glasto. Do you go to Glasgow?
Con is a big fan of Glasto.
I actually do, so you're taking the mic.
Yeah, I am, mate.
Why?
It's because everyone's
fun.
Punchy today. Let's have it. Let's do this.
What's the story about Glastonbury?
Tell us about Glastonbury.
It is the fact that I booked my coach tickets on Sunday.
It is. It's page 3 of the Times.
Yeah.
It says Cornelius booked his train ticket to Glastonbury.
It's just coach ticket.
That's it.
Fake news, that is.
Celebrity ticket. Buys tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's good value because it's 24p per act.
Yeah, but you can't see them all because they're all on at the same time.
Well, if you're on as many drugs as the people at Glastonbury,
you can't say that, mate. That's not true.
I go to Glastonbury. I don't do drugs.
Okay. Good.
But do you think Glastonbury's good value, Cornelius? As a serial enjoyer of Glastonbury?
I go to lots of festivals, and Glastonbury is the only one where there's absolutely something that's definitely worth seeing at all parts of the day. There's other festivals which go into the night past the headlines. But, you know, if you wake up at 10 o'clock, there'll be sod all going on other than toilet queues and food queues. But Glastonbury has something so cool for every mood as well at any point of the day. Plus, the world's biggest bands, like acts that won't do any other festival in the UK.
I'm going.
If anyone does want to fight about this,
so it is. Apparently, it is good value.
Yeah, I mean, that's just. Most of it goes to charity as well. Lots of the money.
£243 for a ticket. Hello.
Yeah.
That's a good night out, mate.
June the 10th, they're going to the Parklife Festival up in Manchester, and it's my first ever festival.
Is it a camping one, that one? Do you camp over?
No, but we're just staying with our mate who lives in Manchester.
Not a real festival, then.
Do you camp when you... Is Glastonbury camping one? Do you camp when you go there?
Yeah, pretty much it's the only option, I think, other than, like, you know, glamping or caravans.
Glamping?
I'm waiting.
Expand?
Glamping.
I don't know what that is.
It's camping with glands. It's glamorous camping.
It's where people with inflamed glands.
A luxury yurt.
Yeah, I think that's something like that. But yeah, basically, yeah, it's a yurt that's already there. So
a mattress. Yurt? I don't know what a yurt is.
Oh, just shut
up. It's like a teepee.
Oh, okay.
Your tent's already set up for you and it has a mattress.
Cornelius is punchy too today, just so you know, guys.
Well, I'm hungry.
We'll have some food in a bit.
Once you're out the building.
Do you want a rice cake? I'd say let's open a window, but of course
we are locked in here.
And that's not for sound insulation. It's just in case any of us, and I think most of us, get any sort of... good. Well, okay, that's festivals covered. I'm not going to go to one until someone pays me to go to one.
Yeah.
Then I'll go. I just can't.
What, you mean appear at one or be on stage?
Cover one as a
any of that.
I don't know one journalist who goes to festivals and gets paid to do it. Most people do it for free.
Really? Like,
especially Glastonbury, it's just a blag.
Then I will never go.
Really? Yeah. Good. No one wants you there.
Cornelius, please. I'm begging you. He'll be in a food coma after two. Don't worry about it.
He'll be in an actual coma if he brings you to here.
Conceivably, yeah. What else have you found?
Watson. She's won an award.
Yes, she's won the first ever gender
non-specific
award.
Move forward, step forward. Good stuff. It's just people think that
less people win, though.
Fewer.
I was going to say it's going to make award ceremonies much shorter, isn't it?
Mm.
Because you've got fewer categories.
Yeah. I mean, how else would you divide up award ceremonies?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it? I always think it's an interesting thing. If you're wondering if something is a bit sort of weird and wrong. If you put it into a different sort of way of framing it,
yeah,
then suddenly you kind of go, yeah, that's weird and wrong.
That is,
do you know what I mean? So, like, if you have a thing where you're thinking, is this sexist? And then you find an analog based on race, and you go, no, I would never do that. Then you probably shouldn't do it based on gender. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
It's like doing office appraisals, and it's like, all right, so the men, you guys, if you want to come to your appraisals now, ladies, you hold on a bit.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That does happen here, but no, I'm kidding. Kidding, it doesn't.
We don't get any appraisal.
Yeah, what did she say about it? I can't remember what she said about it. I think she was quite flattered, wasn't she, obviously?
Oh, cool, yeah, I mean, she did the usual.
What was the actual award? Best actor.
Yeah.
Actress. Actress.
Make some anatomical reference there. Best, yeah, she's won best.
Actor.
Best actor.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But the thing is, people... there are two sides of it. The kind of the liberal side of it says, yes, this is a kind of nice gesture, but it's still there's still a lot of work to do for Hollywood in terms of women and kind of
so much work.
Transgender, non-binary.
Just look at crafts. Each different breeds.
That was
disgusting.
A movie. Yeah, no, you're right. There should just be one dog.
One dog who
to rule
win.
Them all.
Who wins.
Yeah, the alpha.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or beta.
I think they should now whittle it down to it should be a single Cruft.
Mm.
Who is Cruft? Find out next year.
This year's Cruft is good.
But yeah, but then there's people like I won't name any names, but like columnists,
please don't, because we've already been punched once.
Like Ms. Corgan, have said, oh, why can't that kind of general.
I'm sorry.
It's just the reaction of people like who would have names like Piers Morgan or that it's just fine. Something happens that's a little bit good for progressives, and then they just go, ugh!
Right.
That's kind of the joke. And then, so basically that's what his column was on, just saying.
That's,
just,
that's what his career is, so that's why.
Vom. Excellent.
Just him doing that into microphones and TV cameras for
20 years. Yeah. Have you had your lunch, Rudd?
No. So
okay. I think everyone
I should have bought it in.
So, yeah. Yeah, what are you eating? Sardines?
I don't know. Gonna go to the shops, innit, mate?
That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm gonna just drizzle sardine oil into the carpet here, I think. Just to give all the following presenters. Sam Delaney will be complaining from 4. From 7, James Whale and Ash will be complaining. And then at 10 o'clock tonight, Ian Lee will be complaining along with Catherine Boyle.
I think from 7 the smell in the studio will kind of be overpowered. But...
Yeah. Fresh from the roof. Yeah.
Still there, it fights dementia.
Yeah. Ash by name. Right. Good. We've had some fun. Thanks very much indeed, Rudd. I appreciate that. Go and get some lunch and try not to punch anyone on the way out. You did great. Where is your lunch at the moment, Cornelius?
I did actually eat it. So basically,
you eating it?
I ate it. So I heated up my lunch and then brought it into the studio as we were doing a changeover with Julia.
Yeah.
And she erupted.
She loved it.
It's great. I haven't seen it for a while. So I directly walked my food out of the studio into the office where I ate it, at which point she told me if I ever eat food in the in the studio, she will punch me in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an actual.
I'm sure there'll be more in the bulletin.
Actual physical violence, yeah, definitely, no question. 2:30. I think you're safe. She'll definitely be out of the building by then. So hold it off till then. That's my top tip. Anyway, it's Jake Yap sitting in for John Holmes for one last day. John is back tomorrow from 1:00, and we're all looking forward to that. Not least me.
Jake.
I haven't got the stamina.
Oh come on, mate!
Not got the stamina. Anyway, let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn has warned there'll be a day of reckoning if Labour gets into power next month. He's promised to provide the chance to take Britain's wealth back from tax cheats, rip-off bosses and greedy bankers. But the Prime Minister says his pledges are unrealistic.
Apart from anything else, Labour would wreck the economy and it would render all of their promises totally undeliverable. Now, in contrast, we're putting forward credible, deliverable policies in the national interest. policies like capping energy prices to support working families.
We're getting reports of a deadly avalanche in the French Alps. It's claimed three people have been killed. The man, more commonly known as Marine A, has revealed he told his wife she could leave him after he was charged with murdering an Afghan insurgent. Sergeant Alexander Blackman was released from prison last month after his wife campaigned for his conviction to be downgraded to manslaughter. He served more than 3 years in jail. A 20-year-old man from Lithuania has appeared in court accused of trying to murder a baby in County Fermanagh. The child is in a stable condition in hospital after being found seriously injured in Enniskillen on Saturday night. And Britain's three-time Tour de France cycling champion Chris Froome says an impatient driver knocked him off his bicycle on purpose. He's posted a picture online of his wrecked bike after it happened during training in the south of France. The weather, dry with some bright or sunny spells, the best of the sunshine across Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 17 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria. Have you had your lunch?
I have. Do you know, I've literally just scoffed it between bulletins, but I should have brought it in because I had lentil bolognese and it it didn't even smell that nice. Yeah. It smelled horrible. I was like, why am I eating this?
I wish Cass would bring her lunches in.
Egg.
That would be the one.
But Cornelius' lunch smelled really good.
Yeah, I mean, the whole office said
it was saying,
a pasta bake with chorizo and vegetables.
I mean, the thing is, that's what you smell of all the time anyway, so...
Yeah. It's my fragrance.
Good. How's the bonus news coming along for
Well, I've got some great additions for you.
Have you?
I've got stuff to do with potatoes and vegetables.
Wow!
I know!
I can hardly contain my indifference. Good.
You should love this.
I do love
this. You're a vegan. That means you love vegetables.
No.
You don't love vegetables?
No, I never said that. I did a show called Eat Like a Vegan Elvis. There is a way. You can do this.
You could be a carbon... Not carbon, sorry.
Carbon-based.
A carb... Somebody said this to me, a carbitarian or something. So you just eat carbs.
Yeah, that is exactly what I am.
Okay.
I've seen you
and your grapes.
Yeah, but that's just for show. You've also seen me dipping them into golden syrup. Thanks very much, Victoria.
It's all right.
We've got more from her in half an hour.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout. A stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortar board to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
100% hard talk. Jake Yap in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, hi, how's it going? Nice to see you. Have some music. Slick ass. I'm wondering when John comes back. I mean, this is like quite a long break he's had. I'm wondering if, is he going to be a bit rusty, you know? I'm hoping so, because
I think normally comes out of the blocks quite well and then gets tired on the second or third day.
Right, okay, yeah. Fraction.
Mm.
Can't imagine a presenter here being like that. I saw this story in the Times, Cornelius.
Oh, yeah?
Saying that there's been claims that the mid-budget film has been killed off.
Oh no, not another.
I know, mate. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But apparently that's baloney.
Is that a mid-budget film? That's baloney.
That's baloney. Yes, it was an attempt at comedy by. Apparently Matt Damon said that mid-budget films are dead. But apparently research indicates. Someone went on Netflix. Research indicates that they're in their healthiest state for 8 years. Damon, who's best known for starring in the Jason Bourne blockbusters, along with his sister Victoria, said that the films such as the Liberace biopic, and let's just be clear, it's pronounced biopic, Behind the Candelabra, struggled to get made because of the collapse of revenues from DVD rental and sales. But what people are sort of saying is, no, it's just harder to make rubbish films. So, yeah, apparently they needed £23 million to do Behind the Candelabra. I mean, it's a hell of a candelabra. And, you know, Steven Soderbergh was directing and Michael Douglas was in it. And they couldn't drum up a paltry £23 million. Poor guys. I don't know what the budget was for The Leveling, but it's a new British film. And we went and saw it last week, me and Cass, and talked to the star of it and the director. And we've got an interview with them coming up in the next hour.
Oh, that sounds good.
It is good, actually.
Brilliant.
It is good. I'm trying to think. I don't even know what a sort of mid-budget film would be. Did you see any of these? Gold?
No, but I'm really not into my films. So.
Should I bother going on?
No, yeah, do.
Really? But
it will be no for everyone.
Yeah. Fences?
Nope.
$24 million. Who needs $24 million to go and film some fences, man? I mean, come on, there's a reason.
Spend on B&Q.
Yeah, genuinely. The Young Messiah? Isn't that... They did that. The Monty Python did that, right? That was... He's not the Messiah, he's a very naughty boy. That was done.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
And Hidden Figures. Anyway, so...
There's some other films. I found some other mid-budget movies that you will have seen, I can guarantee.
Oh, really?
The Shining.
Was that mid-budget?
$19 million it cost in 1980.
That's nothing.
And The Exorcist...
Oh, really?
Yeah, $11 million, 1973. L.A. Confidential, The Insider, Zodiac in the Line of Five. Seen any of those?
I have seen Zodiac, actually. It was really good.
Apocalypse Now.
It was kind of annoying. The ending was annoying because I wanted to know who'd done it and everything, and then it doesn't really tell you.
Oh,
sorry if you haven't seen it and you had it all lined up on your watch list.
Well, there's still no spoiler.
Well, yeah, exactly.
There's nothing to spoil.
Maybe they do. Maybe they do, so they don't. So, I think that... you know, mid-budget, $20 million. I don't know, man. I just bought a camera online.
Mm.
It's like the size of a matchbox.
Yeah.
It costs like £220, and it films in 4K. That's the resolution of movies.
Is it?
So what do you... Like, if I can buy that for £220,
why
do these... I mean, what are you spending the rest of the money on, other than fences, in the case of fences?
Or sets, candelabras, I think. I reckon sets would be quite expensive.
Just go and film it on location. That's what they did with The Leveling.
Oh, that's clever.
Talent, says Marta. I guess so. It's all talent, isn't it? That's the thing.
The talent in mid-budget movies, though.
Well, and yeah, they do the projects that are like, you know, well, I've, you know, it's really important.
Okay.
They do that, don't they?
Okay, but if your film's really good, you can do it with unknown actors. Like, what is it? Oh, it's not a film, really, but Charlie Brooker's Black Mirror always uses actors who you won't recognise, because that's part of it, isn't it? That's what he wants. He wants it to be a dystopian world, which you don't recognise.
I'm going to say it, but I don't think they should use well-known actors anymore at all in films, ever.
Why is that?
Because I can't watch a film with, like, Johnny Depp in it without going, it's Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I'm like
I can't. That. Like, he's playing. He's doing some pretending. Well done, Johnny Depp. You look even more grotesque than ever. When will you get over being the sexiest man on the planet? Never. Oh, look how disgusting I've made myself now. Now I've got a funny voice. Yeah, but you're still Johnny Depp. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get that.
Brad Pitt, all these people. It's like, oh, there they are, standing in different.
It's
clothes.
So easy to get typecast as well if you're famous, isn't it?
Make a song about it, yeah.
So
I know that, Gary Oldman, Julia Hartley Brewer, Gary Oldman, well, they're all very versatile, all these people. If you were going to make a mid-budget film, what would you make it about? Fences or something else?
Sort of, I think, office struggles.
Yeah, food-related.
Food-related
like
office struggles.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
It's called The Threatening.
The Threatening. Do you have... Because I feel like everyone's got, like, one story in them that they sort of think, I'd like to tell that story. I slightly worry about Bret Easton Ellis. You know, if that one story is American Psycho, what's going on in there? But Well, have you got the one story that you're burning?
One story. Not that I can think of. I think if over the advert break, I might be able to come up with a story. That what you're looking for really is just a major sort of coincidence in your life, would you say? Or
yeah,
just a great...
Something.
That's normally, for me, the antithesis of a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah. But wow. Whether that could become a film, I'm not sure. Do you have one?
We can work it up. I wrote... I'll tell you after the ads.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. Ah, I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £68 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Better news in Exeter. It looks like the police incident on the A30 near the M5 at junction 31 was dealt with swiftly. It's all open now. In the Romsey area of Hampshire, Winchester Hill, the A30-90 is still closed near the Plaza roundabout after a building fire. The anti-clockwise M60 is struggling towards an accident at 16 for Pendlebury, where a couple of lanes are closed. There's also problems on the westbound M62 near Rochdale. There's been a shed load and one lane's out around junction 20. And no change between Abercynon and Pontypridd. Both sides of the A470 are closed after a serious accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Hello, my name is Nathan and I'm suffering from commissary.
Hello, Nathan.
So it all started when I sold my house with a normal high street estate agent. I ended up spending thousands on commission. Then my neighbour said he sold through Purple Bricks and they only charged him a fixed fee. But that wasn't the worst bit. He then said that Purple Bricks gave him everything. Free valuation, available 24/7, a proper estate agent. But with no commission.
Cases of commissary are happening on your street right now. So save yourself from commissary at purplebricks.com.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's Jake Yap with you until 4 o'clock this afternoon. After that, it's Sam Delaney. He doesn't really talk like that. I think I've done enough beef with presenters for one day. So the big story in the news today is about energy bills. Energy suppliers have been accused of milking their customers. I think they would have noticed that. After they quietly raised the price of their cheapest gas and electricity deals by as much as 37%. since Theresa May threatened to intervene last year. The Conservatives said families are now paying £1.4 billion more for their energy than they should be. Again, I think I'd have noticed that. And promised to put it right by capping prices if they're re-elected. As a counter to that, Rebecca Long-Bailey, the Shadow Business and Energy Secretary, accused the Tories of re-announcing a policy but failing to give detail. When the Tories say they'll cap bills, the question they need to answer is whether they can guarantee bills won't go up for people next year. That's the real test, she said. Centrica, who own British Gas, they hit back. The company's chief executive. Do you know this guy's name, Cornelius?
No, what is it?
Ian Conn.
Oh, like me.
That's not really what I was thinking about. Anyway, he said that the policy was anti-competitive and pointed out that a similar policy in Spain led to a £20 billion deficit in spending on infrastructure. Well, why don't we talk to Claire Osborne? She's an energy expert at uswitch.com, joins us on the line now. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Are people paying too much for their energy?
Yes, I would say so. About two-thirds of the UK are sitting on pretty expensive standard variable tariffs. They are some of the most expensive tariffs in the market, and much, much cheaper deals are available. You can save about £350 per year by switching to one of those deals. Yes, in my opinion, anyone sitting on one of those standard variable tariffs is paying too much for their energy.
And why have these prices gone up? I mean, is it to do with global fuel prices, or is it just grasping companies?
Well, we have seen at the end of last year quite a significant increase in wholesale prices. So they went up by between 35 and 45%, depending if you're looking at gas and electricity. And that was largely driven by things like the change in sterling and the reduce in imports from abroad. So that was what drove up the price increases at the time. But what we're seeing now is the wholesale prices start to fall. And we've already seen that be reflected by small supplier Bulb Energy, who provide green energy as standard, now one of the cheapest in the market, and have already cut their prices in reaction to that wholesale price falling. We would really hope to see that price fall in the wholesale market be reflected in the big six suppliers' tariffs. Of course, some of the threat of government intervention, I think, will kind of prevent them from reflecting that quickly.
And so are we seeing now, because we've always talked about the big five or six or whatever it is, energy companies, is there now a sort of a new market emerging of smaller energy providers?
Yes, absolutely. So we've been seeing some really good green shoots of competition working well in the energy industry recently. And so over the last 2 years, about 25 energy suppliers have entered the UK market, and they're really competing on price. And we've seen about 14% of the market shift away from the big six energy suppliers to those smaller suppliers. And that's a really good sign for a healthy market, in my opinion. That shows that people have got cheaper deals that they can switch to. And on the whole, those people are switching to fixed deals, which means that they are protected from future price rises as well.
Yeah. And how are these smaller companies doing it?
So smaller companies have a slightly different kind of cost base to larger suppliers. For example,
just one guy on a mobile phone.
Well, in some instances, but not all. And that's why it's really important to get advice from a service like uSwitch on who's good and who isn't.
Oh, yes, definitely.
But they do have kind of lower operational costs because they don't have big old legacy systems. They also don't have the same kinds of policy costs that the big six suppliers do, or in fact, large suppliers over 250,000 customers. They're having to fund things like renewable obligations and also the rollout of smart metering.
I was going to say, like, are there not sort of infrastructure costs and stuff that those big companies have to cover, and would they almost argue that it was unfair?
I think that the larger energy suppliers might suggest that that is the case, yeah. given what we're seeing today. But I think kind of the one of the bigger impacts at the moment is that you've got large amounts of customers sitting on standard variable tariffs with the older, large, and mostly big six companies, and so you know they're keen to protect those customer bases, and it's really really important that we keep the threat of customers voting with their feet and leaving, because it's that which really pushes down prices for customers, and that's what we all want to see at the end of the day.
Voting with their mice, I guess, in your case. What do you think about, on a sort of more broad note, what's the answer? I know there's a ridiculous question to ask, but in terms of energy, is fracking going to substantially help us with energy prices in the UK, or is it renewables? As far as you're concerned, which direction should we be going in?
So kind of the immediate thing on the agenda really is all about competition. It's about making sure that suppliers have a reason to offer a good price to their customers, rather than being able to rest on their laurels, offering people the expensive standard variable tariffs than they have in the past. And there was a big review done on this by the Competitions and Markets Authority, and they made some recommendations. There was a package of remedies, and what that largely centered on was about educating people and making people aware of the size of the savings that they could get just by switching. And so kind of as a first step, making sure that happens is what will really help to push down prices.
And finally, do you think sort of long term, this might not be your forte, are we going to see a sort of paradigm shift? Because there's increasingly talk now of batteries, like home batteries. I know that Tesla, Elon Musk, he's developed one, I think, literally a battery that you keep in your house and you generate electricity perhaps by yourself if you can with solar power, and then in the evening you can run it off the battery and stuff. Do you think fossil fuel is on the way out, or are we just going to carry on with it for the next 30 years?
There have been some really great strides in the amount of energy in the UK that's being produced by renewable sources. There's lots more on the agenda as well in terms of stuff being built. And a big part of the energy bill is going to funding some of those renewable commitments. Mm. And there's certainly some really exciting technology on the horizon. There's also electric cars who will be able to use energy produced by renewable sources, and you never know in the future. Using the car batteries as a place to store that renewable energy, which is one of the big challenges of making renewable energy sources work, because they're so variable.
Yeah, I tell you what, do you know what I think the future is?
Hydrogen.
I'm telling you, use renewables like solar and wind to make hydrogen. Which is just, you put I don't know how you do it, you just put electrodes in water, right, and it splits the oxygen and the hydrogen away. Store the hydrogen and then burn it when you need it. Then you've got an energy commodity, and then when you burn it, it just makes water vapour. It's completely pollution free.
You make it sound so easy. We should put you in touch with the big energy engineers in the UK.
Do you know what they have? There's an island, the shipping forecast on Radio 4. It's one of the places they name on that. I can't remember the name of it, but It's a tiny island with a lighthouse on it, and they generate their own electricity with a wind turbine, but they don't draw the power directly from the wind turbine. They use it to make hydrogen, and they store it, and then when they need it, they burn it. It's already happening.
Excellent. And to your point, storage is one of the biggest challenges to making renewable sources work. The person who can crack that, maybe it's Elon Musk, maybe it's you, will be a very, very rich man.
Yeah, it's anyone's guess who's going to crack it out of me and Elon Musk, that's for sure, given our pedigree.
Yeah.
It's been fascinating to talk to you. Really appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time.
No worries.
That was Claire Osborne, energy expert at uswitch.com. I'm telling you, man, I get very jazzed about hydrogen. Very jazzed.
Is it safe?
Yes, because say a container splits open. Mm. As long as there's no naked flame there, it just evaporates into the air.
Oh, right.
No pollution. It's absolutely fine. But you get the one Hindenburg, and then people, all the Piper Alpha, Exxon Valdez, all of that stuff, no one ever talks about, you know.
No, to be honest, I don't talk about that.
You
don't,
what
much.
Do you do? No, you don't talk about. You talk about Chinese food,
hostage situations, and Harry Potter.
What was it last night?
And dishwashers.
If you haven't been, man, if you haven't been listening to all of these shows, and I can't understand why you wouldn't. Cornelius has been on an interesting journey over the last week or so. He's been watching every Harry Potter film and every hostage documentary he can find. I sort of worry about what's sort of knitting together in your head, sort of like Harry Potter hostages and stuff. Have you? What did you watch last night?
I watched Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Did you?
Yep.
Again, not. Yeah.
I watched The Order of the Phoenix last night.
There you go. I can never remember any of the
That's
titles.
Number five.
I don't know. So you're
I'm near the end now. Yeah, I've only got three left, I believe.
Approaching a climax to the Harry Potter franchise.
Yeah, and then what's left of my life?
Well, you could go and see the stage show.
No, I'm not too bothered.
Which won an award, actually. There were some book awards, I think, last night, and J.K. Rowling got a special contribution thing when she just published the script of her stage show.
Thank God. It's about time she got recognition.
She could do with... Yeah, I think it's nice. I am actually quite a fan of hers.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, I like Harry Potter films, so I guess I am.
I guess you are.
And I quite like what she says on Twitter.
But, mate, you're a raving J.K. Rowling nut.
Yeah, but I also despise people who, like... really like Harry Potter as well and talk about it in everyday sort of, they'll be like, yeah.
Like,
so
I'm sorry,
Hufflepuff.
Like, I can't go out with you because you came out as Ravenclaw.
And yeah,
you took the online Harry Potter test and you came out as Ravenclaw. And I, do you mind taking it again? I just need to check because I can't be with you if, no offence, but I can't be with you. Good. Thanks very much for that. After the 2 o'clock news, we're going to be talking about how to spot fake news. I don't know if you've seen any of the full page adverts that Facebook's been taking out in the papers, but we've been having a head scratch ourselves doing some analysis, and we've got some great advice for you coming up on how to spot fake news with our political editor Cornelius Mendes. He's very, very good. Utsira, yeah, Utsira, that was the one. That's where they have the lighthouse and the windmill that does the hydrogen. Yeah, that was the one. Thanks very much. So, yes, fake news coming up. It's going to be really great with Cornelius Mendes. Good. Can I go to the news now? I'm going to go to the news. It's not that early. It's like 30 seconds. I'll do a talk up. Fine. I've got the news coming up.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
Hey Lego Batman, did you know that you can join Sky TV from £22 a month and enjoy big screen drama exclusively on Sky Atlantic?
Go on, I'm listening.
And you'll still get all your Freeview favourites.
Oh, I love it, keep going.
What's more, new and existing Sky TV customers can also add the UK's lowest price fibre for £20 a month for 18 months, including line rental. And the total setup fee is £39.95.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
It is, isn't it? Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. Lowest price over 18 months. New 18-month contracts. Sky fibre areas only. 25 gig usage cap. Terms apply.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Coming up in the next hour, we are throwing a spotlight on Bristol. We're going to find out where the party leaders are, and we're going to be talking about fake news. First, though, let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, Corbyn's Day of Reckoning, a deadly avalanche, and harmful bacteria in our cars.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn says a government run by him would take the wealth back from the rich and powerful. The Labour leader has warned June the 8th will be a day of reckoning for those who crashed the UK economy through greed. But former Liberal Democrat leader Nick Clegg says that smacks of hypocrisy.
The idea that the Labour Party, which crashed the economy, presided over the worst bust in our financial system because they failed to regulate the banks properly, are the kind of best guardians of the many rather than the few, is a laughable joke.
Meanwhile, the Tories are promising to cap some energy prices if re-elected, but the industry's warned it could push up costs for consumers. Three people have died in an avalanche in the French Alps. Searches are underway for any survivors in the resort near the Italian border. A Royal Marine who shot dead a wounded Taliban fighter in Afghanistan says he can't explain why he did it. Sergeant Alexander Blackman was freed from prison just under 2 weeks ago, having spent more than 3 years in jail. Chris Froome says he's okay, but his bike's been totaled after he was deliberately rammed by a hit-and-run driver while training in the south of France. The three-time Tour de France winner posted a picture on Twitter accusing the driver of following him onto the pavement. And a study has found many of us have dangerous bacteria living in our cars. Tests on 15 vehicle interiors found moulds and potentially E. coli. A wider survey found only one in four people clean the inside of their car every 3 months. Motoring journalist Amanda Stratton says it's a particular concern for parents.
Of course, all these bacteria, you're obviously carrying your children around in the car. And if you know that there's the possible pathogens for E. coli, you're going to maybe take a little bit more care, clear up some of those empty food packets, empty stale milk containers, perhaps.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry with bright or sunny spells, the best of any sunshine across Scotland and Northern Ireland with highs of 17 degrees.
I'm going to say right now, my car is its own ecosystem.
That's not good.
Like when I open the door, things like tiny pterodactyls fly out. They've just gone up through the food, like it's evolution.
Are you dirty? Is that what you're saying? Your car's filthy.
I haven't yet done it, but I've vowed the next time I buy a new car.
Yeah.
As a ceremony, I'm going to drive it home. I'm going to enjoy that moment, this beautiful new car.
Yep.
On the way home, I'm going to stop at a garage. I'm going to buy a small packet of Bombay mix. And when I get home, ceremonially, I'm just going to sprinkle it all over the inside of the car.
That's not good.
And then it's done, you know? It's ruined.
Why don't you just try harder and not be disgusting? I really like having my car clean. I've got a really good air freshener in there and I make sure there's no gubbins. It's not that hard.
I once got in the back of a couple of people's car. Mm. It's a long story, I don't want to go into it. No, I was working. And I was working at a TV station and the show finished at like 1 a.m.
Right.
So I was getting a lift home with them. And I don't even know how they did it. In the little, you know, like in the central well bit, you know, yeah, where the handbrake is and stuff. Uh-huh. I was in the passenger seat in the back, but you know, where there's like kind of like a cup holder.
Uh-huh.
There was water inside it.
Water?
Yeah, a little pool of water. And inside, some like effectively cooked or possibly just soaked for a long time in water, pasta.
Oh, they're cooking pasta in their car.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Disgusting.
It was disgusting, but yeah. I can't point the finger because it smells of Bombay mix. do you have a nice clean car? Have you got a car?
Yeah, I do.
Is it lovely? Is it exquisite? Have you got a little... Do you keep a flower in there?
Do you know what? In one of my first cars, I did.
Yeah.
But not anymore. That. Not anymore.
Yeah. Because it's actually like a greenhouse. And then you just throw it away a few weeks later.
Yeah.
Ah, youth. Good. Just an hour and a half now to your bonus news.
I know.
Looking forward to it. Thanks very much. Victoria Bourne. Oh, yeah, let's have the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsene Wenger says for as long as he's in charge, there'll be no changes to the club's footballing structure. The Frenchman's yet to announce whether he's staying on beyond the end of his contract this summer. Wenger addressed reports of a director of football coming into the Emirates.
Director of football, I don't know what it means. Is it somebody who stands on the road and directs, play right and left? I don't understand. I never could understand what it means, director of football. I'm manager of Arsenal Football Club, and as long as I'm manager of Arsenal Football Club, I will decide what happens on the technical front, and that's it.
Juventus are looking good for the Champions League final. They take a 2-0 lead into their last four second leg with Monaco tonight in Turin. The whole game's live on Talk Sport. Finally, cricket. Kings XI Punjab face Kolkata Knight Riders in the IPL this afternoon. There's full live commentary over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
JPR in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Yeah, I know. It's really weird. I was looking at the clock and I could see that it was just after 2 o'clock. And I just, for some reason, I forgot there was sport. Weirdest thing. Anyway, hi, how are you? It's Jake Yap, looking after John Holmes' slot while he does whatever he's doing. Does anyone know what he's doing? What's he doing?
He's away. He's doing one of his Times things. You know, he's a travel writer for the Times.
I want to do a Times thing.
So do I.
How'd you do a Times thing? Hello, Times. Yes, hello. Can I do a Times thing, please? Yes, we'll put you on the list. We'll phone you in a couple of...
I don't know how to get into it.
I'm going to do a Times thing. What the hell? I'm going to do a Times thing. Cornelius, as our political editor, are you all right to go and do a piece from our local... Yeah. Yeah, thanks very much indeed. I saw this story in the paper today. This is in today's Daily Mail, which is quite interesting. Rotten egg gas. No reason to be talking about that. No. Well, look, it's the thing is, Cass, our producer, I feel bad. I think she's been bullied effectively. All she wanted to do was to eat a few fairly old hard-boiled eggs. You could probably actually hear the squawk in my ear there that time. Anyway, she was eating them in the office and she got some stick for it, but it turns out she was actually doing us a lot of good. She was helping us because hydrogen sulfide, it's a colourless gas that smells like rotten eggs. It's thought to play a role in memory. Studies show that Alzheimer's patients have lower amounts in their brains, and it may lower blood pressure by relaxing the blood vessels. The gas could tackle conditions including cancer, heart disease, diabetes and joint swelling, according to a 2013 review by Exeter University. It goes on, man. Parkinson's symptoms, all kinds of stuff. Heart attack patients, you name it, man. The rotten egg smell, it's a great smell. And that is why my partner will live forever. But I was thinking, what? The thing is, there's a... Smell is very contextual, isn't it? Like, sometimes a smell could be really, really bad, or it could actually just be the smell coming out of a delicatessen. You just never know. But I was thinking, what smells are so wrong, they're right? You know what I mean? Like, there are some smells that you kind of shouldn't like, but you kind of do. Like, I'll say right now, I quite like the smell of, like, fishing port. You know, that slightly kind of stale fish smell, that kind of slightly sickly... Rotten. I kind of like that smell. Is that bad? And I also, I don't mind the smell of like a garage forecourt. And I do quite like the smell of copied eggs. So wrong, but so right. Marta was nodding away until I said copied eggs. Fine. What smells for you are so wrong, they're right? 87222. Start your text message with the word talk. Or you can tweet at Talk Radio. I'd be fascinated to find out what sort of things kind of really do it for you. Smells that are so wrong, they're right. Now, look, we need to talk about fake news. It's often, it's everywhere. And Facebook have launched a campaign where they've taken out full page ads in the press, warning people of fake news and the signs, you know, how to interrogate an article and figure out whether or not it's fake news. Well, we've put some of our own work together. Let's join our political editor, Cornelius Mendes. He's speaking live from Facebook's brain jar at their headquarters. Now, this is where the Facebook brain is fed broth daily to keep the social network alive. Cornelius, are you there?
Yes, hello, Jake.
Hello there. So, fake news, what are the telltale signs?
Well, what you're looking out for, really, according to Facebook, is sort of, basically, fake news is often designed to help you entice you to click it.
Right.
So, if the headline seems particularly sensational or implausible, you know, be wary. For example, Jeremy Corbyn's left nipple working for Putin was
one
we found.
I saw that one.
Theresa May in amphetamine-fueled jelly romp.
I saw that
Or America elects reality TV star as US president.
Yeah, ridiculous. I mean, you can tell at a glance, I think, that those are just silly stories.
Yeah, absolutely. But people are easily fooled, Jake.
They really are.
People
are idiots, aren't they?
Well, you know, it is easier to fall for these than you think, Jake.
I fall all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, yes, there's many things. One thing also that Facebook are saying is to consider photos. Is it really likely that Tim Farron's body is really covered in scales and that he's a shape-shifting alien lizard? Mm. Or is that fake news? Has it been photoshopped to deceive you?
I see.
I, for one, was completely fooled by a picture yesterday. As you know, we wanted to run it on the show of Boris Johnson riding a badger.
Yeah, I thought that was real. I was convinced that that was real. He was riding it properly. So if you see a story and it looks like it might be possible and doesn't look like it's been photoshopped, looks like it's a real badger, is there anything else they should look out for, Cornelius?
Yes, absolutely. One of the pieces of advice is always check the URL, which is the unique RL. it could be quite a sophisticated lookalike, to a conventional one. For example, I lost thousands of pounds until I realised I'd been banking with online with H5BC.
Oh, H5BC.
It's easily done.
Oh, you're so right. I've been banking with NotWest.
Oh, no.
Oh, what an idiot. So that's links.
Well, it's not just links. There are thousands of fake accounts on social media websites as well.
Right.
For example... You know, people claim to be something which they're just not. Just a quick scan of Twitter at the moment.
Yeah.
And, yep, look here. Just I found this account at Victoria_Bourne, spelt B-O-U-R-N-E.
Oh, yeah.
Her Twitter bio. It's very clever how they've done it. She's carefully and subtly suggested that she is a journalist.
That's ridiculous.
Mm.
What about as we go into the elections? Because, of course, you know, everyone's trying to influence the election, pursuing their own agenda. Is there anything we should look out for there?
Oh, yes, definitely outside sources. It's almost expected now that the Russians will probably try and interfere
You'd almost be insulted if they didn't, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. But one of the ways they do this is injecting fake news into our social media feeds.
Right.
But there are a number of obvious signs that you can tell from any fake news report from Russia. Mm. You know, does the article have letters that look like backward N's, for example? And does the story look like it's been written by a man drunk on vodka?
Right. Or cologne. You know, that's the other staple, isn't it, in Russia? Is there anything else that we should be... sort of thinking about in terms of how we approach the news and
yeah, stuff. Well, for me, Jake, as Talk Radio's political editor, one of the stories that's come out of this Facebook fake news story from the past couple of days is it should be really considered that if you are using Facebook as your central news source, should you really be allowed to vote in the general election? or are you just going to vote in a dog that has a cat as a best friend and call for the NHS to be replaced by a proper surgery videos in which two hands show you how to do the complicated operations that, no matter what they are, always involve seasoning to taste?
Well, there we must leave it. Thank you very much for helping us spot fake news there. That was Cornelius Mendes, our special political editor, live from Facebook's headquarters, where, of course, they keep the Facebook brain in a massive broth-filled jar. It's an extraordinary thing. I've seen it once. It's about 20 feet across, that brain now, and it grows. Apparently, it doubles every year. We did ask earlier for your... the smells that are so wrong, they're right. And we've already had some come through. If you'd like to share your smells that are so wrong, they're right. Let's see where this is going to go. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Oh, hi, Cornelius. Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Hi. Start your message with any word you like.
We've had some suggestions already. Andy on Twitter, good afternoon. He's suggested burnt toast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good smell.
Good smell.
I like that smell.
Mm.
I like houses that smell a bit of burnt toast.
Yes, same.
It makes it feel kind of timeless. Well, it's sort of like having an arger, isn't it? If you haven't got an arger, the best thing you could do would be to just slightly burn some toast.
What, just each just morning?
Just for the smell, yeah.
Make sure it's in the walls.
You shouldn't eat burnt toast, though, should you? They're all saying now you can't eat burnt things.
Yeah, but that was... I think we had someone on just saying it's probably not as bad as the papers are saying. Who'd have thought?
Oh, okay, there you go. Paul says creosote. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's a Moorish smell.
Yeah, it's a very Moorish smell. And especially, I quite like that sort of resiny smell on a hot day, like hot wood. Hot wood's a good smell.
Oh, yeah, like decking. Decking on a summer's day.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, or a sauna. Something like that. Be fantastic. That's just me. James suggests a dribbly Roquefort. Lord Roquefort, of course, who said... No, yes. And then he says, sorry. It's fine. No, I agree, man. That really pungent. How do you feel about the strong cheese smell? Is that
a strong cheese? It's okay. It's not really for me. I'm quite simple with my cheeses, sticking to sort of...
You've amazed me.
Cheddar, Mini Wensleydale with cranberry.
Yeah, Mini Baby Bill.
Yeah. Just stuff like that. Brie. I don't go too
you're
anything.
Crazy.
I thought of my smell, which is bad but good.
Oh yeah, go on.
Subway sandwich shops.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, because on paper that smell is horrific.
Yeah.
But
I shouldn't admit to this, as a vegan. But the smell of leather is a good smell, man.
Oh yeah. Yes. Definitely. Well, you've just transported me back to a very specific shop in Canterbury.
Okay.
I just walk past it every day.
Oh, I like the dream. Living the dream. We've got so many other business. David, he's got in touch. He says that spotting fake news is easy. It's fake if it's done by Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. Yes, they're two US comedians who do sort of nightly satirical TV shows. Although Jon Stewart doesn't do it anymore. He just shows up wearing V-necks now, like once every 3 months, and everyone goes insanely wild because, oh my God, it's Jon Stewart! We were talking earlier about Judah Hartley Brewer and a food-related issue, which doubtless will involve a couple of emails. But Dave says, the reason Judah Hartley Brewer is raging is because her handler prefers to feed her whole mice while she's in her tank. That's very harsh! She's a delicate, willowy creature, and, I've got no truck with that. And also, an anonymous texter, quite understandable, really, says, TCP smells nice. That's nice.
Mm.
My grandmother's flat. Don't make me go on about my grandmother's flat again. The thing is, my grandmother, like, her flat stank of TCP in ways you couldn't possibly imagine, right? Like, what was she doing in there? What was she trying to decontaminate? What the hell was she doing, right? And I think she drank it. And I'm not kidding, right? I went out for lunch with her, right, to a restaurant. And she said, do you want some of my chips? I was like, no, I'm all right, thanks, Granny. That's fine. She said, no, here you are. And she sort of held the plate over and just, with her fork, just scooped some of her chips onto my plate. And I sort of felt obliged to eat them. And I ate one of the chips. And it tasted of TCP just from contact with her fork. It was in her DNA by the end. Anyway, your smells that are so bad, they're good, to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anywhere
you like. We're going to be following the leader after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
As the nation gets ready to go to the polls, don't miss Talk Radio's dedicated election 2017 coverage.
Join the conversation party
on your election station, Talk Radio.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Lately, you've been thinking about giving Just for Men a go. But you want to know, is it easy? Natural looking. Yes, getting rid of your grey with Just for Men is indeed easy and more natural than, say, a chat with Mum. Yes, Mum, you deserve grandkids. We're working on it. No, Mum, I don't live at the pub. tough stuff. In comparison, Just for Men remains easy. About 5 minutes and you're back to your natural-looking hair colour. Mum, however, is only getting started. Just for Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the anti-clockwise M60. This is towards an accident near 16 at Pendlebury, where a couple of lanes are closed. And there's similar restrictions on the westbound M62 for the recovery of a broken down lorry around junction 20 for Rochdale. There's a breakdown on the M6 south near Middlewich, 18 to 17 in the roadworks, one lane's out there. South of Headley and Ardley in Warwickshire, both sides of the A3400 Stratford Road still closed because of an accident. And severe delays in the Rhondda, with the A470 closed between Abercynon and Pontypridd in both directions after a serious accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Ali's Trick Two Citrus Salmon.
My husband doesn't much like healthy food. He says it's boring. He says it doesn't fill him up. Thinks it's not proper food. We're having citrus salmon for supper tonight, and one of my little tricks is to add zest of orange, a little black pepper and parsley. My other little trick is not to tell him it's healthy.
Find Ali's Trick Two Citrus Salmon recipe in store and online. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
100% hard talk.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
I'm sorry, did that say 100% hard talk?
Mm-hmm. Come on then.
Oh, right, okay.
You what?
Right, I was punching this fella the other day, right? And I really enjoyed it. And another time, I got these pliers, right? Yeah, on myself.
Yeah.
I've done it on myself.
Oh.
I was squealing, I was. But at the same time, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
What about you? Shut up,
you're a shepherd.
What?
You heard.
I might slam my head in the door in a minute. Hard talk. 1 till 4. Sophie sent a very sweet message saying, I'm going to miss you being on in the afternoons and genuinely sad today is your last day filling in. I'm a big John fan too, but it's been a treat having you and Cornelius on every day. Well, look.
I'll still be here.
Yeah, you still get Cornelius, and that's the best bit.
No, don't be silly.
Oh, come on. You're the Eminence Grise. You're the power behind the throne. You're the iron fist in a velvet man. I don't know what I'm okay.
You're not talking hard anymore.
I think I am.
Stop it.
Hey, all right, fine. Look, so there's this news in the paper that hydrogen sulfide, the rotten eggs smell, gas, could be really, really good for you. It might help with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and heart attacks, all kinds of stuff. So get huffing, guys. Maybe go down to your local supermarket that sells the eggs, you know, in the little plastic containers now. Just crack the cellophane lid and huff the air because it's really good for you. We wonder what other smells are so bad but so good. And you had one, Cornelius, didn't you?
Yeah. Weatherspoon's pubs. Because they all smell the same.
Right.
Now, I know there's obviously a lot of problems that people have with Weatherspoon's pubs against the pub industry and stuff like that. But I personally am a fan just because I like drinking in them.
Yeah.
But they have quite a distinctive smell of damp carpet, sticky menu, sort of heavily varnished furniture.
That's a great smell.
Which combines to make quite a homely sort of thing.
Well, it's quite interesting. Michelle is on the same page as you on Twitter. She says, a pub smell, like walking past the door of one. I agree. It's that sort of cross between lager and floor polish, isn't it?
It's
basically that. And also says, leather reminds me of my ex-boyfriend. Do not want to know. And I can't stay on board with this. I mean, I'm happy to smell your ex-boyfriend, but she says smelling a dog's paws is the best smell ever.
I don't think I've got that close to a dog before.
I've heard people talk about this before, and they say it smells like cheesy nachos, and that's not okay. That's not okay.
No.
I'm sorry, Michelle. And Ian, he's similar to us. He says, hot bitumen on wooden fences on a sunny day. Mm. And then says, I meant creosote. Sorry, we knew what you meant. But actually, hot bitumen's a good smell too. You know when they're resurfacing the road?
Oh, yeah, like tarmac. Yeah, oh, so
that's
good.
That's a good smell. That's a good smell. Keep your smells that are so bad they're good coming. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at TalkRadio.
Start your message with a smell.
Johnny says wet sponges. I don't know what that's all about.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'd have to think about that one. Yeah, thought about it and I don't agree. Right. We're not sure if you've heard about it. This might be news. You might want to sit down if you don't know. But this June, on the 8th of June, precisely, in the UK, there's going to be a snap general election. It is literally the election that will make the UK snap. What that means, though, is that the major party leaders have hit the ground running. They're taking to the roads on the campaign trail, rolling up the sleeves, getting the coffee on, and... Anyway, the good news is that all this week on the show, because John will be continuing the strand, because it's just too good, and the music, basically. We're going to be keeping track of the party leaders and keeping up to date on what they're up to, from hard hats and high-vis vests to awkward pint of beer sipping. We will keep you up to date as we... Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. I will miss this. Cast producers just suggested I could listen to this. Oh, I can't do that. I'll just be sitting there crying to myself. I mean, honestly. Anyway, we start our Follow the Leader trail today with Jeremy Corbyn. He's been in Manchester, officially launching Labour's campaign today. And he's been saying that Labour is committed to the NHS.
It's the most civilised thing about our country. It was founded by Labour in 1948 because we believe that everybody, irrespective of their place or state of birth, deserves free access to healthcare.
He was projecting. That was pretty good for him. Like, it's a lot of the time, it's quite low, and you know, it's all done like that. He's properly projecting there. He could get a season at the RSC with that. Theresa May, let's talk about her. Tonight, she and her husband, Mr. May, are going to be... Philip May, okay? Not Maggie. That's ironic, isn't it? Anyway, they're going to be on The One Show.
They're not hosting it. That's as guests.
That would be amazing, though, wouldn't it? Welcome along. She's been saying that Labour won't be able to deliver on their promises.
We must also make sure that we point out the nonsensical policies that Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party are putting forward. They simply don't add up because they would wreck the economy and render all their promises totally undeliverable.
Now here's Giles Brandreth, who's talking about hedgerows. Today, Tim Farron will board a rescue hovercraft. What?
Yeah.
Come on. Are you serious?
Honestly, yeah.
For a demonstration on the beach. I'm just seeing him in the red shorts a la Baywatch now. It's like, you know, with the little funny red palette thing. Yes, he's going to be at Burnham-on-Sea. He has been busy slagging off the Tories' immigration policy renewal.
Did you set a target for immigration driven only by narrow, divisive political considerations and you ignore the needs of business, of our health service, of higher education? You have an immigration policy which is good for the right wing of the Tory party and incredibly bad for Britain.
Paul Nuttall is... Well, we're not exactly sure where Paul Nuttall is. I don't think anybody knows where Paul Nuttall is. Has anyone seen? But what we can assure you is that he is out. Of course he's out there. He's out there and he will come for you. He's also been focusing on the Tories' immigration policy.
I think we will end up paying some sort of divorce bill. And they're already saying now, aren't they, the government, that immigration figures will run at this number for the next decade. I'm sorry, it's not good enough.
And blah, 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 blah. I'll just finish off the intonation there for you. That's it for today, and possibly forever, depending on whether or not John goes for this at the meeting tomorrow morning. but who knows? There could be more of this tomorrow. We could be playing... Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow me. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. And freeze! soliciting your smells that are so bad they're good, 87222.
Start your message with a word, Talk.
Text across 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
And, you know, provided you've got all of the infrastructure required, that won't cost you anything. Other than, like, you know, a fraction of a penny in electricity. Unless you're at the library, in which, and then there's the wear on the foot, shoe leather. Look, let's just catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn has promised to transform Britain with an upgraded economy run for the many, not for the few. Launching Labour's election campaign in Manchester, he also said the Conservatives are holding the country back. Well, Theresa May is campaigning in Yorkshire, where she said Mr Corbyn's not up to the job of negotiating a Brexit deal if Labour wins next month.
The Liberal Democrats, the Scottish Nationalists and others are lining up to prop him up. And a Jeremy Corbyn-led coalition of chaos is a real possibility. We must not let that happen.
Meanwhile, the Tories are promising to cap some energy prices if re-elected, but the industry's warned it could push up costs for consumers. Three people have been killed following an avalanche at a ski resort in the French Alps. Officials in the country say it happened near the Italian border. A former Royal Marine says it's a really good feeling to have his freedom back after more than 3 years in jail. Alexander Blackman, who was known as Marine A throughout his trial, had his murder conviction for killing an injured Taliban fighter reduced to manslaughter in March. A convicted drug dealer from County Durham, who's been on the run for nearly 3 years, has been caught in Thailand. Jonathan Morby fled to Koh Samui in June 2014, shortly before he was due to stand trial for conspiracy to supply more than £1 million of cocaine and amphetamines. And the Environment Agency has downplayed concerns of a drought after one of the driest Aprils on record. 34.7 millimetres of rainfall was recorded last month. That's just under half the expected amount. The weather, dry with some bright spells today. The best of the sunshine across Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 17 degrees. It's more than half an hour.
Thanks very much indeed, Victoria. Bonus news in an hour's time now.
That's right.
With a soy latte.
Nope. I don't think they could even do that here.
No, of course they don't do that here.
Where's the...
They do Bovril.
Talk sport.
Bovril. Yeah, you can have
Bovril. They do in the canteen.
Yeah, but you have to wring it out of the cow by yourself because it's all man here. Isn't it?
I wondered what that cow was doing in the canteen area.
Can't say
that. Just finishing
Shh. We don't need to go there. Thank you very much.
Are you going back into beef mode again?
Yeah, it's all about the beef. Yeah. Have you got any beef here at the workplace?
Yeah, loads of it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Are you full beef? Who are you beefing with?
Well, I'll tell you what was really annoying a few weeks ago when Cornelius and Ben Fletcher from The Sport hijacked my Twitter account and started sending ludicrous tweets out. That was annoying. Like, claiming that I found Ben Fletcher attractive, which clearly I don't.
On. I wasn't part of that.
No, but you were part of the one claiming I love mineral news.
You do.
I don't.
You love the mineral news.
Nope.
But it's not minerals today anyway. It's vegetable bonus
vegetables.
News, isn't it? In 1 hour's
that
time.
Popular segment.
Yes, everybody loves it. Thank you very much indeed. Victoria Bourne.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sam Delaney. Round about 4 o'clock today, you'll be thinking, I've been busy, I need to get myself familiar with all of the big breaking news stories that have unfolded today. Well, I'll be guiding you through them all on Live at Drive. I'll also be joined in the studio by left-wing firebrand Aaron Bastani and Good Vibes correspondent Josh Cluderay.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Live at Drive today from 4 o'clock
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Thank you very much for your suggestions of smells that are so bad they're good. Thank you, CJ, for yours. I shan't be reading it out. Heartily agree, though. Richie says the smell of nail polish.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
No,
yes.
No,
yes.
No.
Yes.
When people do it on trains, honestly, it is the most annoying thing that can possibly happen on a train.
It isn't, though, is it?
It is.
Not the most annoying.
Yeah, it is.
Boiled eggs.
No.
You've obviously never been on a French train.
No.
Every time I've been on French trains, someone's always eating a hard-boiled egg. Anyway, this is because hydrogen sulfide, the rotting egg smell, apparently it's really good for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, according to today's Daily Mail. So please keep your smells that are so bad they're good coming. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
I've got there's something I might have a thing going. I can't talk about it now, so I don't know why I brought it up. I'll just shut up. Anyway, sorry. there's a professor. He's tweeted.
A professor has tweeted.
He did an experiment with bad smells.
No.
I want to try and get him on the phone.
Okay.
I'm quite excited about that.
Cool.
Now then, The Leveling is a new film. It's a British-made film, and it's set on the Somerset Levels. And it follows the story of a young woman who returns to the family farmstead following the suicide of her brother. Me and Cass watched it last week, and it's a good film. It's a very sort of atmospheric film. Obviously, it's not, you know, it's not a million laughs or anything. It's a very serious film, but sort of quite heartwarming film in a funny way. Ellie Kendrick is the star of the film. If you watch Game of Thrones, you'll know her from that. She plays Mira Reed in that. I sort of stopped watching Game of Thrones. I found it a bit too disturbing because I'm a very sensitive little snowflake. we went and chatted with her and the director, Hope Dixon Leach, about this new film, The Leveling. And my recorder didn't work, so I had to do it on my phone, and it isn't very good quality. But it's an interesting interview, and I think I've trimmed out the worst bits of the worst bits of the recording. So just bear with me, okay? Fine.
What a chuckle fest. I mean, I laughed from start to finish. What a fun. It's an amazingly bleak film.
Oh, I mean, you say bleak, I say emotionally powerful.
Well, what I was going to say was that within that, there's a kind of curious warmth to it.
Yeah, I hope it's got heart. I mean, that was absolutely key to it, and I think
it definitely has heart.
Yeah,
I'm going to go further than hope. I'm going to say, and I know it's got heart. As a woman, a lot of the time when you're reading scripts that you're going up for, it's about who fancies you, and so often you are an instrument in narrative as a female actor. Mm. Whereas in this one, you know, she's just allowed to be a person who has a whole series of imperfections that aren't framed within a narrative of romance. Or if there is romance, it's about, you know, her love story with her father. And it was so emotionally complex. I know it was powerful as a punch in the gut for me. And I just thought, I've got to do it.
This is your first feature film, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And what was it like scaling up like that? How fast did you have to do it? Because you were, was that a working farm you were on?
It was. We had 22 shooting days.
Around
milking times. So we tried not to do all the scenes on that farm, you know, back to back, because no one wants a film crew sort of in your business, in your face all the time. It was pretty fast. It was pretty intense. But it was a fully financed feature film. And I had to pinch myself every day that it was finally happening. So it was brilliant.
At that point, my phone went off and stuff, and we had to start the interview again. Anyway, I explained that because by then I'd been talking to Ellie Kendrick and Hope Dixon Leach for over 5 minutes, and you'll know this, we can never go more than 5 minutes without telling them people that if it's new people haven't told them I'm vegan. You know, I had to do it because, you know, it's what we do, isn't it? It's been 5 minutes, got to tell you. But it turned out that Ellie Kendrick, the actress, she had gone vegan subsequent to making this film, set on this dairy farm. And that was kind of interesting. So we started kind of talking about the animals in the film.
There's a really interesting analogue, I think, between kind of the plight of some of the cattle and some of the humans in this.
You know, I think what the animals represent are very much the characters and the internal lives and the choices they have to make and the choices that they can't make that are right there in front of them. So I think, they were absolutely part of the story. But I would say we're also giving us something that humans can't give us in stories. You know, they give us this kind of this very primal, visceral kind of life force on screen that is beyond words, you know, and I think that's why animals are so important to have in films, personally. I love a bit of animals.
Were the cows curious?
Yes, oh my God. Did you know that about the cows?
Yeah.
And all the farmers told us they would be, you know. And so every time we went to farms and scouting and stuff, and I'd get my phone up to hold, and the cows would just come over one by one, look right there. So if you notice in the film, we often shoot them from behind. There's a lot of cows' bottoms. And in the final scene, which maybe I shouldn't talk about because it's a spoiler, but there's a dead cow on the ground.
Not a real dead cow.
It was a sort of armature covered in a cow skin. And all the cows just kept coming over and looking at this thing in the field, you know, which is going on in the background.
Don't blame them, really. That's been so weird for them.
So we had to put someone in the cow filming, you know, he'd be hiding, and then we'd call cut, and he'd jump out and, you know, tell all the cows to go away again. Go back to what you're doing, nothing to see here. And then have to jump back in again and hide. And slowly, as we shoot, they'd kind of come back to the cow again. So, they're very curious.
Some people have said, I'm just going to ask you because I'm off on one now. Some people have said that there's a close tie between veganism and feminism.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of interested with what you were saying. This is obviously a very strong female narrative. And what do you think about that? And I'm just curious now. This is not a film.
I actually was a meat eater when I was making the film. And then it's been since then that all this has happened. But the dairy farming that's going on, which is obviously about mothers birthing children who they're then separated from, you know, but continuing to produce the milk that's meant to nurture them and all of that stuff. And Clover, who's a character who doesn't have a mother, but who is around all of these other mothers of a different species. And I think that really informs the film, and it's kind of language. It's not like in your face, udders in the face. Well, there are sometimes udders in my face. That was a great experience.
No, but I mean, I think that's really interesting. I'm gonna go right back to this because I think that's fascinating. I think contemporary feminism has got to be looking at issues that, you know, are bigger and face women all over the world, globally, you know. And therefore, I think reasons lots of people are vegans is to do with kind of responsibility towards the industry and the planet, and, you know, rather than just I don't want to kill anything. It's slightly more kind of complex than that, right? And it's like, you know, the food industry, you know, is quite damaging to the planet, and therefore, you know, I think I totally make sense why you'd be a feminist vegan, because if you're actually going to be trying to think of the world in terms of changing it into a better place to support women globally, then yeah, that makes sense.
Well, yeah, because we all know that climate change affects everyone, but it affects women. Poorer women the worst, you know, out of everyone. But, you know, it's gonna get us all, so...
We'll live it all the time.
Exactly.
Of course, you two are upbeat. Bringing it out more broadly, what was the response to, well, particularly the farmers, and sort of the local people, because you talked to a lot of them, didn't you, before you wrote the film?
They were interested, a little concerned, I think, at first, but which is absolutely right, because I don't think they wanted anyone to exploit their story, and that was the farthest thing from my mind. So I did have to win their trust, which, you know, obviously we did, but we were introduced by a photographer, Matilda Temple, who had taken some photos of the floods, and I think, you know, so then she put me in touch with farmers who all kind of, one by one, kind of were like, oh, okay, and then they'd give us another farmer's number, we could go look at their farm, and, you know, so we had to kind of break into the community like that, because I think, you know, they are concerned that people are going to nip in and tell kind of very urban-centric stories.
I loved the film. I thought it was really great.
Thank you.
And everyone should go and see it. I think I can make it slightly better. Right, a couple of tiny tweaks.
Ooh.
One, you needed a kind of 80s rock montage, maybe particularly a bit where you're clapping your wellies together. You know, it's a classic date movie. This could be a classic date movie. And then put outtakes in the end credits, you know, just for a few chuckles on the way home.
You know, you can have a word. Maybe we could do that on the DVD. Why don't we? Well,
and what's good is you've left it wide open for a sequel, if I may suggest. Kind of like the Babe franchise. Level two, cows in the city.
Yeah.
Oh, my
They're
God.
They're taking over.
Do you know, my crew would be so happy with that, because as well as they did with the mud, I think they'd all be happy to not have a stinky shoot.
Well,
yeah.
Call me, we'll talk. It's been lovely to meet you both. Thanks so much. And
great to
meet
you.
Thanks for your time.
So that was Ellie Kendrick and Hope Dixon-Leach, and The Levelling is out on the 12th of May. It was a great little film. After the break, we've got All Over Datchet. We're going to be talking to the editor of Bristol 24/7 after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Hey, Britain, listen up. EE gives you 4G in more places than any other UK network. That's why it's the best choice for the new Samsung Galaxy S8. Catch your favorite shows on the epic Infinity display on the go. What are you waiting for? Get it today and get a new Samsung every 12 months with EE annual upgrade. On EE, your galaxy has no boundaries. Looks like Great Britain just got a whole lot greater.
Annual upgrade dependent on eligible device and price plan. Minimum term applies. RootMetrics UK 4G comparison of four mobile networks. July to December 2016. See ee.co.uk for further details.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work. Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work. You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Mark's winning sweet potato fritters.
Me and Dad have always watched the footy together, usually with a bag of chips. But today, I'm bringing on a substitute. Something a little less chip-like. Sweet potato and carrot fritters with a tzatziki dip. Dad reckons they're pretty good. Ah, unlike our lot.
Find Mark's winning sweet potato fritters recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Two lanes remain closed on the anti-clockwise M60 at junction 16 to Pendlebury following an accident there involving a lorry and a car. Congestion back to junction 18. There's two lanes out on the westbound M62 near Rochdale around junction 20. A lorry's broken down and the recovery of that continues. There's a broken down vehicle in the roadworks on the M6 south in Cheshire near Middlewich, junctions 18 to 17. That's causing delays. And in the Rhondda Valley, it's just the southbound side of A470, which is now closed between Abercynon and Pontypridd after a serious accident, but it's still causing severe delays. I'm Jarena Adams.
Mark's winning sweet potato fritters.
Me and Dad have always watched the footy together, usually with a bag of chips. But today, I'm bringing on a substitute. Something a little less chip-like. Sweet potato and carrot fritters with a tzatziki dip. Dad reckons they're pretty good. Ah, unlike our lot.
Find Mark's winning sweet potato fritters recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Thank you very much for your good bad smells. There's some fabulous ones to share with you in a bit. You can still send them in. 87222 is the number to text.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
But now, it is time for us to head over to Bristol. This is the slot where we give some prominence to an area of Britain that doesn't always necessarily make it onto the front page or even the ninth page, in a spot that we like to call All Over Datchet.
All Over Datchet.
All Over Datchet on Talk Radio. And we're going to talk to Martin Booth, who's the editor of Bristol 24/7 and joins us on the line now. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much for joining us.
That's my pleasure.
How's Bristol today?
Bristol today? Well, I haven't, you know what? The news in Bristol is happening non-stop that I haven't actually managed to walk outside our office in the east of Bristol. We're in a place called Paintworks. It feels like a bit of a greenhouse at the moment, so I reckon it's quite sunny in Bristol, but I can't confirm that 100%.
Okay, well, don't worry. We're not going to hold you to factual accuracy there on the weather situation in Bristol. Are you a Bristolian? Are you a native Bristolian, or have you, you know, migrated there?
So we've got a real mix in Bristol. I was actually born in Bristol. I moved away when I was still little, but
the prodigal son
managed to return. Exactly, managed to return. And I've been here now for just over 10 years. I've been back in Bristol now.
Oh, okay. So you've got some stories to share with us from Bristol247.com. There's a new restaurant at Bristol Zoo. Tell me it's not a kind of pick your own thing.
So Bristol Zoo is one of Bristol's foremost tourist attractions, and there's been scandal and outrage this week at the opening of their new restaurant, which has incurred the wrath of many, many people because it's quite posh, and people don't want to go to Bristol Zoo and have a nice table service posh restaurant. They want fish fingers. They want baked beans. They don't want quinoa and hummus.
Well, you say that. I mean, you know, fish fingers. I mean, that's you're almost eating the exhibits there, aren't you? That's the thing. It's a slippery slope before you get to a hot and spicy walrus on your pizza.
Well, you know, we're very big in Bristol, the provenance of our food and food miles. So,
right.
it might be a good idea. There's some urban farms in Bristol where they have their own. I think it's aquaponics. Various things, so they grow vertically rather than horizontally. So I think the zoo
Like cucumbers?
I think the zoo might be missing a trick not to have roasted walrus on the menu.
Well, it could be. You know, it'd be nice if you could just sit there and just point at something. You know, I'll have the wallaby or you know whatever. That's an interesting story. You have a carnival in Bristol, is that right?
We do, St Paul's Carnival, which is a huge Afro-Caribbean carnival, kind of Notting Hill Carnival style party, massive street party, sound systems, jerk chicken being cooked, people you never met before handing you a glass of rum and coke.
Nice.
It's a fantastic carnival. But the news today is unfortunately that the people putting it on can't actually put it on. So there's a bit of sadness in Bristol today.
Oh, why can't they put it on? Can you talk about it?
It's going to be the third year in a row. It's not actually happening. So the people of Bristol are quite upset about this because it is genuinely the biggest party of the year here.
Yeah. Well, you have quite a lot of parties there.
We are known for being a very fun party city, and really St Paul's Carnival is the biggest and best of the lot. I've got absolutely no doubt that there will be. It always happens on the first Saturday in July, and no doubt there will still be some kind of parties happening in the local area, just not the main carnival. So it's not all bad news because the spirit of it will continue.
Yes, good. Hopefully they'll get it together for next year. I love this story. Free cider.
Yeah,
to encourage people to vote.
I think this is a fantastic story. So people in the West Country were known for our love of apples, our love of cider, and so to encourage people to vote, this organisation it's not affiliated to any political party. They just want people to put across on that ballot paper come June the second Thursday in June, whatever it is. They just want people to vote, which is so crucially important. We just had an election for the West of England's first what's called Metro Mayor last week, and the turnout was about 30%. Mm-hmm. So to encourage more people to vote, they've got this enticement of cider.
Oh man, just don't vote drunk. That'd be funny, go on me. You got to stand as a novelty candidate in Bristol, surely, because you just get in.
We don't have enough novelty candidates these days. Where have the monster raving loony party gone to?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, some people would say... No, you can't. That's an interesting... I think I might try and do a postal vote then and come down to Bristol for the general election.
I'll send you some cider in the post.
Yeah, definitely.
As a reward.
That sounds great. Thanks very much for sharing those stories with us today. Really appreciate it. I've got lots of family in Bristol. I think everyone's got family. Has everyone got family in Bristol? No, no one's got family. But all my cousins ended up in Bristol.
a lot of people end up here. It's a great, great city. So I hope that all your readers can pay Bristol a visit soon.
Is it a little
listeners,
bit?
I said readers. I write for readers, and you talk for listeners.
That's well. Thank you for pluralising that, but you may be being a bit generous. Do you slightly feel like Bristol's become a bit? And I don't know how to say this nicely. A bit like North London. It's like the North London of the West.
I was reading in the Sunday Times the other day that Eastern is which is well, people listening or might get this reference, but the Sunday Times said that Eastern today is like Hackney 10 years ago.
There you go.
So it's very much gentrification. To some people, it's a dirty word. To other people, it's a positive.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of people from London are moving to Bristol. And to me, that's a positive thing. It's a fantastic city to live in. It's quite a laid-back city to live in. Mm. When I go to London, it's a bit of a shock to seeing all the people head down, rushing around. We're much more laid back in Bristol. Other than when Bristol Zoo decides to change its restaurant concept.
Yeah, I think we're getting the measure of the Bristolians. Martin, thanks very much for talking to us today. If people want to find out more about those stories, where should they head to online?
They should go to bristol247.com.
Thanks very much indeed. That was Martin Booth, the editor of Bristol 24/7. Yeah, I sometimes feel like Bristol's just a bit too pleased with itself. Do you know what I think the problem is? I feel like it's Aardman Animations.
Aardman Animations?
Yeah, you know all the Wallace and Gromit stuff?
Oh, yes.
It's all in Bristol.
Okay.
And something like, oh, it's really great.
It is quite a nice city, actually.
I know it is, but that's the thing, it's almost too nice for me. I feel like I don't deserve to be there, and that's what makes me go really loutish. Like, I swing the other way. So I'm like, you're stuck up, bleh! I go like that. A bit like Steptoe and Son.
I once went to a football game. I can't remember whether it was Bristol City or Bristol Rovers.
Oh,
it was definitely Bristol Rovers. So I went to see my team, Cheltenham, and we went into the clubhouse before the game. And we were clearly not welcome there.
Okay, then.
It's the only club I've ever, you know, as part of the stadium. Like, normally they're quite warm welcoming, you know, across stadiums, going to the clubhouse, like the bar, basically, the lounge.
Right, right.
And, no.
Oh, okay, then.
Someone swore at me.
Oh, good heavens, Cornelius. I'm so sorry. Must be like, about 1 o'clock. We've been asking for your good, bad smells. It's because hydrogen sulfide, the rotten egg gas smell, apparently is really good for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. We've had some great ones. Dave says, if loving the smell of deep heat is wrong, then I don't want to be right. And Jackpot Rob and Simon both said your mum. That was charming. Simon then went on to say sunny day is key and then apologised, I think, feeling like he'd gone too far with it. That's fine. You carry on. It actually gets worse, to be honest with you. Michelle says, this is awful. Michelle says, after my dad died, we went to the crematorium to pick out a good spot. We were walking. I sniffed the air and said, oh, someone's having a barbecue. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh,
wow.
Oh, wowzers. That's incredible.
That's awful, but...
Yeah. Amazing.
Oh, dear. Oh dear.
Amazing. John. Hi, John. He says lint. Yeah, that's quite good. Pete says, my father's athlete's foot ointment. It reminds me of camping holidays. It's a sort of nostalgia thing. I understand that. Please keep them coming. It's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
We've got the news coming up.
Election 2017. Join the conversation party.
Yes, of course, at once.
Talk Radio. Global superstars Jamiroquai return with the fantastic new album, Automaton. Featuring the singles Cloud Nine and Automaton. Out now. I'm Automaton.
MyCarNeedsA.com. My car needs a service, but where can I find a good price and someone I can trust?
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you.
Just visit mycarneedsa.com.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
Without preparation, there is no performance.
Well, here we go.
Without support, there is no strength.
Sensational power there.
And without battle,
ooh, that's a big hit.
There is no victory.
And he's over in the corner.
The Aviva Premiership Rugby Final, Saturday the 27th of May, Twickenham. Glory awaits. Be there. PremiershipRugby.com/final.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £68 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk radio. Give it some lip. Talk radio.
It's just after 3 o'clock. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, Greens determined to get more MPs. Hear from Marine A and find out who's replacing Len on Strictly.
Talk radio.
Jeremy Corbyn's hit out at the Conservatives, saying they're holding the country back. It comes as Green Party co-leader Caroline Lucas says they'll no longer consider progressive alliances after Labour expel party members for backing a progressive candidate. But former Green leader Natalie Bennett's told Talk Radio that's not actually the case in some areas.
We're looking, with or without progressive alliances, which are happening in some places around the country, we're looking to elect more Green MPs, and I'm confident we will increase our representation in Parliament. And, you know, Caroline is one Green MP. Has had a tremendous impact, way more, I think, than any other single MP.
Shares in Centrica and SSE have fallen after Theresa May confirmed plans to cap energy bills. The Conservatives have confirmed they'll limit standard variable tariffs if they're re-elected, while pro-Europe party, the Liberal Democrats, have claimed Brexit's putting an extra 5p on a litre of petrol. A man accused of murdering a British-born doctor and his fiancée has been charged while in his hospital bed. The former security guard is recovering, having been shot by police. The man known as Marine A, whose murder charge was reduced to manslaughter, has admitted he still doesn't know why he shot dead an injured Taliban fighter in Afghanistan.
A moment of madness, I think, is the best description I can give. Yeah, it's not exactly the proudest moment of my life when I look back on that. I'd say I've spent a lot of time thinking about it, and I haven't got a definitive answer.
Alexander Blackman was released from prison last month after spending more than 3 years in jail. In his first broadcast interview, he says it feels good to be home with his wife Claire, and he's considering lots of job offers. The UN has welcomed the release of 82 schoolgirls who were abducted by Boko Haram militants in Nigeria 3 years ago. But experts from its human rights agency say they're still deeply concerned that 115 of the 276 students are still missing. And Strictly judges have welcomed Shirley Ballas as a new head judge. The British-born Latin and ballroom dancer is replacing Len Goodman.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry with bright or sunny spells. The best of the sunshine across Scotland and Northern Ireland with highs of 17 degrees.
Would you do Strictly and all that? Would you go on the old Strictly there, Victoria Bow? Would ya? You have a little dance, have a little boogie. Hey, having a little dance there, a little jiggle, a little quick step.
I mean, I can't dance and I don't think I'd be asked.
Asked?
Are you being horrible about my dialect?
No.
Because
no.
I think you are.
No, he was doing a different joke about it, making it sound like you can't be arsed. But
I thought he was just being offensive.
No, I was being differently offensive. Crikey. I mean, you know, if I'm going to be offensive, I'm going to be inventive about it. You know. What's wrong with all these red ants? Anyway, I see the bed has run out. Half an hour to your bonus news.
That's
looking
right.
Forward to it massively. Yeah. A lot of production got into this one. It's vegetable news, right?
That's right.
Fabulous. That's going to be great in half an hour's time with Victoria Bourne. Thank you very much indeed. Let's have the sport, shall we?
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsene Wenger says for as long as he's in charge, there'll be no changes to the club's footballing structure. The Frenchman's yet to announce whether he's staying on beyond the end of his contract this summer. Wenger addressed reports of a director of football coming into the Emirates.
Director of football, I don't know what it means. Is it somebody who stands on the road and directs, play right and left? I don't understand. I never could understand what it means, director of football. I'm manager of Arsenal Football Club, and as long as I'm manager of Arsenal Football Club, I will decide what happens on the technical front, and that's it.
Juventus are looking good for the Champions League final. They take a 2-0 lead into their last four second leg with Monaco tonight in Turin. The whole game's live on Talk Sport. Finally, cricket. Kings 11 Punjab face Kolkata Knight Riders in the IPL this afternoon. There's full live commentary over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Jake Yab in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Very much for your bad smells. never thought I'd say that. Hydrogen sulfide, apparently. It smells like rotten eggs, but it's great for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and other things. That's in the Daily Mail today. So we've been asking for your smells that are so bad they're good. An anonymous texter says, a combination of industrial grime, dried sweat, metal shavings and beer. This is a specific person, isn't it? This is... Come on. We all know what's going on there. Anyway, keep those coming. Thank you very much indeed. It's time now. Are we doing this? Is this on? Are we doing battle now? Are we having this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Right, well, let's do it then. It's time for Newsamon Go!
Newsamon!
I can't believe it's come to this. It's the very last Newsamon Go battle, because John does better features. It's a sad, sad day for the sport, but surely one that's going to go down in broadcasting history, at least on a personal level. Myself and Cornelius, well, we're intrepid Newsamon catchers, and we've been scouring the news archives, catching Newsamon and our Newsaballs, preparing them for Newsay Battle! Each day a theme is given, and we scroll through our Newsay decks to find the strongest... It's top trumps. If you don't understand it by now, there's no chance. But, well, in the news today, this weekend could be huge. And it could be huge because of this. This is a tune.
We know.
As someone who knows nothing about popular culture, I'm loving this. What's this, Marta? Can you open your fader? Because I'm assuming this is
Spanish. Wallon. Yeah.
Oh, Spanish. Spanish. What are they singing about?
It's all about flirting, and I want to kiss you, but I want to do it slowly because you know the sexy time that we're gonna have later is gonna be great. Blah blah blah.
It's basically saying, babe, it's happening. Enjoy your night, babe, because it's happening later on. No, enjoy your night. Go be with your mates, because later on, it is happening, babe.
But with a Spanish accent, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, pretty with that, not much. Yeah, okay. Oh, thanks very much, Marta. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome. I'm charging for this. Translation services.
That song is called...
Despacito.
I'm so glad you said
Despacio.
That, Marta. Yeah, Gazpacho by by the Fonz and Daddy Yankee. Luis Fonzi. And Daddy Yankee. Daddy Yankee.
Daddy Yankee, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
That's not his real name.
It'd be great if he was in Aladdin one year, you know? Like Daddy Yankee and Widow Twank.
You know he's really big. He's really, really big in Latin America and Spain.
Okay, then. Thank you for the hand gesture. Anyway, the exciting thing is it's set to be the first foreign language number one since this.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op. 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 Open Gangnam Style.
That is such a tune. So today's Newsamon battle is all going to be about foreign language songs. So, let battle commence. What foreign language song have you chosen, Cornelius?
I've chosen the, well, I presume is the Spanish national anthem.
What's that?
It's a Las Ketchup song.
Las Ketchup song.
By Las Ketchup.
Which sounds like this. Now, this is part of my cultural black hole. I don't know anything that happened in Britain between 2002 and 2004. This was a big song, right?
Yeah, in 2002 it was released, and yeah, big song.
Yeah. I was in America. I literally didn't know anything that was going on. So, Spaced, Black Books and this, I have no idea. Even know about the Cheeky Girls, really.
Really?
Yeah, I just had no idea.
Well, this is basically Spanish Cheeky Girls.
Oh, right, okay. I like it. It could catch on, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what you've chosen.
Yeah, what foreign language song have you chosen to battle it with?
Well, I have chosen Sukiyaki by Kayu Sakamoto. It goes like this. It got to number six in the
xylophone,
UK.
Xylophone, is it?
So, we're about to do battle. It's kind of like Top Trumps. What's your first category, then?
My first category today is hip-hop factor.
Okay, you might win this one. Just having a listen now, waiting for the beat to drop. No, okay.
Yes, the chorus is reminiscent of Spanish, but is actually a nonsensical distortion of the 1979 rap hit Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang. Now, Marta, again, if we could speak to you as a Spanish, is it true that where it goes,
It's not like that.
It's really saying, I said a hip, hop, the hip, hip to the hippie.
Yeah, because it's more like, I said a he, ha, the he. So you need to emphasise the J's.
And then it goes, to Jabibia, Sibu Vinora. It's saying, the hip, hop, hop, you just don't stop.
Yes.
So it's basically the Sugar Hill Gang, but sung in Spanish nonsense. So it's a hip hop song.
Okay. I think you might have this one on me. I'm not going to lie to you. Oh, well, hip-hop is sort of synonymous with... Like originally, it was almost like a counterculture, wasn't it?
That's correct.
It was the spirit of rebellion, wasn't it, and stuff. Well, okay, that's my song, which sounds so innocent and plaintive. It was actually written about walking home from a protest against the Treaty of Mutual Cooperation and Security between the United States and Japan, and feeling dejected about the failure of the protest movement. Now, if that isn't the spirit of hip-hop rebellion...
Oh, wow.
Albeit, you know, a couple of decades too early... I don't know what... I am
that is actually a very good argument you put forward.
Surprising. Okay, well, that was your offering for the first round. I'm going to go with... I think I might go for the title, actually, for this one.
Okay,
because the title of this is Sukiyaki.
Sukiyaki, what does that mean?
Well, it doesn't appear in the lyrics, and it doesn't have any connection to the lyrics. It's actually the name of a Japanese stew. It was basically used because it was short and catchy and recognisably Japanese and more familiar to English speakers. A Newsweek magazine columnist noted that retitling it was like issuing Moon River in Japan under the title Beef Stew.
You laugh.
Which is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, you laugh. One of my favourite singers is a folk singer who's called Beans on Toast.
That's a great name.
Yeah, and that's just his act's name, but absolutely no reference to Beans on Toast in his song. And I'm pretty sure he doesn't even like Beans on Toast.
It'd be quite hard to Google, then, I think.
Yeah.
You'd just end up on epicurious.com, wouldn't you? So the Brits have this funny thing where they... okay, well, that's the end of round one. As ever, we need some half-time analysis, though. So it's over to a newsmaster himself. It's the one and only Jim White, ladies and gentlemen.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Well, it's a very emotional battle today. The last News Him On Go battle that there'll ever be before that short Get John Holmes returns tomorrow. I'll try and hold it together, but I can't promise anything. It's clear Jake really hasn't tired over this season of News Him On Go. He's had a real barn burner so far. His penetration has not taken any prisoners. Cornelius, on the other hand, he's overdue to break one, in my opinion. He hasn't laid a glove on anyone, and frankly, it's been embarrassing. This place has turned into pandemonium. Everyone's on the edge of their seats. This second half could be the turning point.
Certainly could. Well, thanks very much to Jim White. Let the second half begin then. Okay, it's News Aim On Go. It's a battle of news stories, and it's the battle of foreign language songs today. Since it looks like we could have a foreign language number one this week, was Despacito.
Despacito.
Thank you very much. Now, Cornelius, you've chosen the ketchup, la ketchup. What's it called?
It's called the ketchup song, brackets, okay. Azure, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What she said. You have a bit of an unfair advantage, if I may say so, having a Spanish engineer.
That's fine. By the pop group Les Ketchup from their debut studio album, Hijaz del Tomata. Yeah.
From their debut and final. And I've got Sukiyaki by Kayu Sakamoto, which got to number six, I think, in 1963 in this country. So, second half.
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, I'm going to go with Legacy.
Oh, interesting.
Sukiyaki, the actual song. It's still sort of, you still hear it on things from time to time.
I've never heard that song before.
Yeah, but to be fair. But you don't get out.
No, that's true.
I mean, if it's not in a documentary about hostages or Harry Potter, then you know you're just not going to have seen it. Well, on March the 16th, 1999, it got its own stamp.
Wow! In Japan.
In Japan.
That is pretty remarkable.
Yep.
All I've got for this is the song and its dance moves were featured in the 2012 game Just Dance 4. That's its legacy.
I mean, that's something, isn't it? It's nice to be remembered, even if it's. Let's have a little bit. We'll have a little bit more of the. Here we go. You really know this.
You don't stop the rocking and the booty.
Okay, very good. So what would you like for your next round?
My final tone, and it's the obvious sort of category on the card, is Satanist Undertone. This song sparked controversy, yeah. As apparently in the title of the song, which is Azerbaijan. Yes.
Azerbaijan.
Apparently, if broken down, supposedly makes reference to a demonic being. The letter A in Spanish means two, is this right?
What? Sorry?
According to Wikipedia, the letter A in Spanish means two, as in T-O.
Oh, yeah, preposition,
yeah. Ze, B.
Yeah.
And Herege. Herege? What's that? I can't do the English word. Heretical.
Heretical. Yeah, like as
so
in heresy.
Like a heretic, yeah.
See, I didn't know that, but yeah, it makes sense.
Yes, apparently the Azare in Spanish reported, if connected, reads as a heretic being Jehovah, leave your being. Does that sound right?
No. I mean, a little bit.
Well, there you go. It's got a Satanist undertone. Satan's never been that obvious.
Everything I said about you having an advantage with a Spanish engineer, I now take back. Well, have a listen to mine. I mean, you can just hear the Satanism in that. It's pure Satan. I googled, like, everything. I googled the singer's name and the composer's name and the lyricist's name along with the word Satan. Not a shred.
Really?
This is the most pure-hearted song imaginable. So I think you've won that one. So I'm going to give the casting vote. We can't give it to Marta because she's biased, man. She's biased. She's going to give it to the ketchup.
It's her national anthem.
Exactly. She'd be accused of treachery. So, Cass, I'm going to give it to you. Who's won this one? Who are you going to give this one to?
Was one of them the Macarena?
No, mine was close, though.
Jake wins.
I've won the final Pokemon Newsemon battle.
I thought I'd attract Cass with
Thanks
the Satanist undertone.
I'm very proud of that. Thanks so much. Well, it's always a shame to say goodbye to such a well-loved feature, but that's probably it forever. Okay, we'll be back after this.
Newsemon!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Your election station. The tension, the turnout, the tears.
Join the conversation party.
Talk Radio.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. Ah, I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
So what do you think of my six-pack, Brian?
Oh, you never could count.
These abs, they're just like a washboard. Go on, give him a dig.
Well, only if you're sure, Neil.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
Oh, those are my abs, Brian.
Really?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Score yourself a winner with The Sun. Join me, The Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton, for the latest stats, chats and spats. Our coverage is more pep than Guardiola, tackles opponents tougher than Terry, and scores more winners than our mates Zlatan. Plus, don't miss your number one football pullout. It's goals every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic's moving better on the anti-clockwise M60 near Pendlebury and on the westbound M62 near Rochdale after earlier problems at those locations. In Stoke-on-Trent, the Campbell Road is currently blocked by a vehicle which is overturned near the Fletcher Road junction. To the west of Oxford, the A420 has been closed both ways near to the Seacourt Tower traffic lights. There's been an accident there. And no change in the Rhondda Valley for the southbound A470. It's still closed between Abercynon and Pontypridd. This is after a serious accident a little earlier. I'm Jarena Adams.
If there's one thing New York Italians know how to do, it's how to look after the family. Capisce? They can be pretty demanding at times, always wanting stuff. That's why I love Frankie and Benny's. Right now, it's 2-for-1 on mains, and with a new menu, there's plenty to keep everybody happy. So when your family starts making demands, come over to Frankie and Benny's and enjoy 2-for-1 on mains. Frankie and Benny's. Let our family take care of your family. Download our app or search Frankie and Benny's to get your voucher. Terms and conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, following the news today in the Mail that hydrogen sulfide, it smells like rotten eggs, but it's great for Alzheimer's, joint swelling, all kinds of stuff, man. Parkinson's, heart disease. We've been asking what smells are so bad and yet so good. And Fuffin says, sheep poo. I got to say, I can get behind that whole farmy smell, man. I like all of the farmy smells, man. I like all of that stuff. She also says that eye secretions smell beautiful. To rhubarby sweetness. Okay, you may have gone too far down the hole there, but thank you very much. And well, I'm excited because as I tweeted that out, Professor Neil Martin got in touch, and he's actually done some smell research and joins us on the line now. Good afternoon.
Hello, Jake. What station have I phoned into? The smell of tears. This is very abnormal.
Yes, this is the smell of tears. You're absolutely right there.
Yes,
despair. Hello, it is a sort of a miasma rather than an outright smell. So tell us about this research you did. What was it and what did you find?
Well, it's quite number of years ago, I mean, I do some research in sort of smell and taste, and back in the sort of late 90s, surprisingly, nobody had examined how the brain responds to food odours. You might think, well, actually, smell's quite an important sense, you'd think. Yeah. Why has nobody explored how the brain responds to food odours? So we set up a couple of experiments where we had people sniffing either synthetic food odours or real food odours, and we measured their EEGs, so we measured their electrical brain activity while they were doing all the sniffing. They were blindfolded, they had headphones on, so the only thing they were exposed to was the scent. And what we found was in both of the experiments, both with the synthetic scents and the real scent, is that chocolate was the star performer. So chocolate was associated with a reduction in brain activity that we tend to associate with attention. Right. So the more of this activity, the more attention you pay for it. But when people smell chocolate, they produce less of this. The, right. the malodor that we used in that condition was pork. So we had a little bit of a snippet of pork, sort of an aught of pork, sort of decomposing away in the lab for about a week, which we exposed to participants. And of course, because they couldn't see it, because they were blindfolded, most people actually thought it smelled like, you know, trainers or a men's changing room.
Oh, really?
Which just goes to show how manipulative our sense of smell can be, because you can sort of con people into thinking that what they're smelling isn't what they're smelling.
Right.
And there was a very famous experiment where they measured people's brain activity when the people thought they were either smelling body odor or cheese. It was exactly the same odor. I think it was isovaleric acid. But the people not only responded behaviorally differently, that is, they didn't like the body odor, they liked the cheese, but the brain activity reflected what they thought about the scent. It's a fascinating sort of response we have to scent.
That's amazing, because I've always said, I'm really interested, because I've always said smell is always quite contextual. There are certain smells that if you smelled it in an Italian deli, you'd be like, this is delicious. And then sometimes you might find out what the actual provenance is and be like, that's disgusting.
Absolutely. I mean, that it is so context-specific. And also, what people sort of tend to not realize as well, that many of the fixatives in perfumes, the things that make the perfumes last, are actually quite unpleasant if you smell them out of context.
Really?
So things like, you know, the anal glands of a civet cat, those secretions, or ambergris, which is like whale fat. I mean, if you took and even fecal odors. Actually, fecal odors, I mean, you know, brace yourself if you're having your tea, but fecal odors at very low concentrations actually aren't that unpleasant smelling.
It's see? That's just what I was about to say to Cornelius. I was like, you see?
You had a bit of an accident.
You lucky boy, I'm spoiling you. No, what I mean is, I've always made it like, yeah, I don't think it's necessarily that bad a smell. Is that weird?
Well, it depends on the concentration. But then the obverse is true. If you took a really pleasant smell normally and up the concentration, people do find it incredibly unpleasant because it's too intense. So people won't like it.
That's interesting, because I know that there are some things, like there are flavours, if they're too concentrated, like they actually become toxic, right?
They can't. That's a sort of separate issue to do with the physiology of it, though. But usually our behavioural response, the stronger it is, the less we like it. Right. And the less concentrated, the more pleasant it is. Sometimes even if it's sort of subconsciously present, that is, it is there, but we can't consciously detect it, even that can influence our behaviour. It affects things like decision-making, which just goes to show you know, how important the sense of smell is, but we don't know how important it is because we don't realise the effect it has on us.
Wow, and how good are we at smelling?
It depends on who you ask. We're very good at detecting. I mean, people tend to... The general conclusion is we're better at detecting an odour than is a smoke detector. And we are.
Really?
It's just that we are so distracted that we need the smoke detector because we're distracted by the things going on around us. So the smoke detector doesn't have those distractions, so you can respond to smoke more quickly. And we can also detect things at very low concentrations, like a tiny drop placed into an Olympic-sized swimming pool. We could detect. We're very good at that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what we're not as good as is identifying an odour.
Yeah. I mean, I got banned from my local swimming baths for trying that.
Yeah, but what exactly were you putting in the swimming
pool? It was one drop of it, you know.
Yeah, well...
Like you said, in weak concentrations, it's fine.
Yeah, and you had a life membership as well. I bet you got it. What we normally do is we say, well, this smells like something, because it's all chemistry in the end, so we don't have the chemical name for it. We just have the referent. So something we smelled before, we say, oh, it smells like that. So if we smell, say, freshly cut mown grass, we say, smells like freshly mown grass. We don't say, you know, I love the smell of hexanol, which is what freshly mown grass is.
That's really interesting. So are you saying that smells... Because when we were asking people for their smells, someone said, like, athlete's foot cream, because it reminded it reminded him of his dad and going on camping trips with his dad.
That's the Proustian nature of a smell. You know, Proust dipped his Madeleine into some tea. The odour of the tea then, you know, provoked this huge deluge of childhood memories, which led to, you know, à la recherche de temps perdu. But... Thanks.
Bless you.
But this is how we learn a lot about smell, through that conditioning.
Right.
So the smells we encountered as a child, say the smell of school dinners or you know, classrooms and so on, if they're reinstated, we have a very powerful emotional response.
That's extraordinary.
Sun cream is the example of that.
That's another good example. Is that why I got to ask this question?
Mm-hmm.
So you know where I'm going with this?
No, I don't, but I'm holding on to my desk in trepidation. Go on.
Is that familiarity thing why your own emissions smell great, as someone pointed out on Twitter just now?
Up to a point, yes. I mean, it's not that we do think they smell great. We habituate to them more. We're more accepting of them.
Right.
And there are lots of reasons for that, to do with... how we respond to other parts of our body. So our own spit, we have no problems with.
Yeah.
So someone else's spit would arouse disgust.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are various psychological reasons why that is. But largely it's because, you know, we're habituated to those scents, so we're more used to them.
Amazing.
And it also depends on your diet. So, you know, if you have a very, very fatty, diary-based diet, then you're more likely to reek if you don't wear deodorant than if you didn't.
Fascinating.
Top tip of the day, avoid meat if you're not wearing deodorant.
There you go. I can't thank you enough for talking to us today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome,
fascinating. Thanks so much. That was Professor Neil Martin. It was a real lovely moment of radio there where you sort of go down a path and find somebody fascinating. Sorry, I dropped all the papers on the floor there. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn's warned there'll be a day of reckoning if Labour gets into power next month. He's promised to provide the chance to take Britain's wealth back from tax cheats, rip-off bosses and greedy bankers. But the Prime Minister says his pledges are unrealistic.
Apart from anything else, Labour would wreck the economy and it would render all of their promises totally undeliverable. Now, in contrast, we're putting forward credible, deliverable policies in the national interest. Policies like capping energy prices to support working families.
The man, more commonly known as Maureen A, has revealed he told his wife she could leave him after he was charged with murdering an Afghan insurgent. Sergeant Alexander Blackman was released from prison last month after his wife campaigned for his conviction to be downgraded to manslaughter. He served more than 3 years in jail. There's been a deadly avalanche in the French Alps. 3 people have been killed. After years on the run, a wanted British drug baron has been captured in Thailand in 2014. 47-year-old Jonathan Morby was jailed in his absence to 15 years in prison. Police caught him on the island of Koh Samui by tracking his son, who'd gone for a visit. And Britain's 3-time Tour de France cycling champion Chris Froome says an impatient driver knocked him off his bicycle on purpose. He's posted a photo online of his wrecked bike after it happened during training in the south of France. The weather dry and chilly for night. Lows are 4 degrees. Tomorrow's will be dry, plenty of sunshine. Cloudy with some patchy rain across northern Scotland with highs of 16. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria Bourne. Now, of course, you do slightly shorter bulletins than you used to. And so to make sure that you've done the hours, you do some bonus news for us at this
time
every day. It's always animal, vegetable or mineral. Let's find out, shall we, what it is today.
Vegetable news.
Absolutely loving that remix.
And now we've got...
So we're starting off with a distressing story which happened here at Talk Radio Towers. So our very own Julia Hartley Brewer has verbally attacked one of her colleagues for eating a hot vegetable and chorizo pasta bake in the studio. So the presenter went into a tirade about how the smell will linger for 24 hours and then she left the studio in anger. Now we have a victim statement from that person who would prefer to remain anonymous.
Yeah, I just got into the studio ready to do the show with Jake and hand I had just had a plate of my pasta bake which I'd made 2 nights ago, which did include the vegetables, onion and pepper and the meat chorizo. At one point, that's when I saw her. She bounded towards me and said, "Is that part of the show?" and after quickly thinking whether Pasta Bake was included in the afternoon show today, I told her no, it wasn't, because this is a news station. At that point, she said, get out. I quickly left to the office when I started enjoying my Pasta Bake, and she told me if I was going to take food back into the studio, she was going to punch me.
Why are you laughing? This is a serious story, yeah, which I witnessed, and the victim appeared to be visibly shocked. Yeah. As he said, he left the studio to get away from the verbal attack.
Yeah.
But
and threats
carried
of physical
on.
Violence.
It carried on.
It carried on.
Yeah. It's very distressing here at Talk Radio.
That's very distressing. Also, our thoughts go out to
the victim.
Victim and their families, yeah. Of course.
Now, on to a more uplifting story, I think, for
okay.
Vegetable News.
Here we go.
Well, it's too loud, so I couldn't talk over the top of it.
That's called a music lift in the industry. That's a lift. There's another one.
Right, Jake.
Okay.
Do you want me to finish this?
No,
course,
we don't need two arguments in the studio today.
Yeah,
please.
There's been so much bad karma in this room, yeah? Sending you love and light.
I'm trying to do an uplifting story and you're just filling me with angst.
Love and lights.
Anyway, whatever. Thousands of people have attended a summer festival which kicked off with a vegetable show in India. Oh yeah, what I should say is that you can see a picture of the offending Pasta Bake on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, but B-O-U-R-N-E.
Yeah, you should mention that, but yep. We're not going to let you.
Well, I just did. Anyway, so thousands of people have attended this vegetable show, and one of the big draws was a ship made from more than 1,500 kilos of pepper.
Yeah.
And there was also...
I've got big draws.
I don't want to hear about that.
Okay.
There was also a one-foot-high lighthouse made using more than 500 kilos of courgette.
Sorry, did you say 1 foot high?
That's what the website said.
1 foot high? A 1 foot high lighthouse, did you say?
Yeah. Made of courgette. There's a picture of the ship on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, B-O-U-R-N-E. It's made from three different
ships.
Colours of pepper.
It's a foot high.
That's not the ship. The ship was much bigger than that. The lighthouse was a foot high. And a Michelin-starred chip shop is reportedly coming to London. And so we don't know Frit Atelier, which translates into English as chip shop, will be at, but it's the brainchild of the Dutch chef Sergio Herman, who already has several outlets, not in the UK.
Outlets.
No one wants to know about that, Jake. It's inappropriate. What you can expect, though, is Zealand clay potato served up with your choice of five different types of mayo, so béarnaise, classic, Asian curry truffle, or Andalouse, and toppings like Flemish stew or peanut sauce.
I don't like anything Flemish on my stew.
Very mature.
That actually all sounds very delicious.
Is it
going to be very expensive?
Probably.
Can we get a press thing for
it? I would like to go because I love chips.
We could do a vegetable news special on it.
I would love that. And there's
a
picture
guys,
of
we wanted you
chips.
Plan all your fun for when John gets back tomorrow. That sounds really great.
Anyway, there's a picture of the chips on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
What's your bio say about you?
The Talk Radio Afternoon News Reader. Sometimes I pop up on Talk Sport and Virgin Radio.
Okay.
From London.
Subtle.
Live in London,
Virgin. Very subtle. That's a callback to. Anyway. Good.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Listen, what
are you on
I just
about? Want to say now, right now, because it's my last opportunity to thanks so much for everything over the last week and a half nearly.
I don't believe that because really, you give a name check to everyone at the end of the show, but you never mention me.
That's why I'm doing it. You get special thanks right now.
Hmm. Thanks for the chocolate the other day.
Yeah, I didn't buy anybody else any chocolate. Oh, Cornelius, a Pepsi
I
Max.
I got Pepsi Max out of it.
I need some caffeine today, actually.
Yeah. Now, Cass is saying you bought me nothing. There's so much hate in this room today.
I think
so
it's
much
your
violence
fault.
And aggression. Thanks, Victoria!
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's Automotive for the People on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We're just a few minutes away now from Toppling Juncture. It's the coin fall based quiz show where you answer questions and you get to release coins into one of those things, you know, that slides like this. It's like the 2p thing. It's a fresh idea in broadcasting, and this might be the last time we ever do it. I don't know. In the meantime, though, we've been talking about this new story. It was in the Mail today saying that hydrogen sulfide, it smells like rotten eggs, but it's really good for you. They're saying it could have positive effects on Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart conditions, all kinds of stuff. So we were asking what smells are so bad they're good. And Scotty on Twitter, hello, he says, using an electric nose hair trimmer is bad as it means you're old. I bought my first one this week. Oh, my God.
Did you?
Yes. But the smell is reminiscent of a Scalex string. Yeah, I can imagine it's that sort of scorched carpet fibres. You know, that slight smell of... Yeah, that's a good one. Thanks. I think that's it, actually. But, it was fascinating to talk to Professor Neil Martin earlier about smells. If you didn't hear it, it was about 20 minutes ago. You should go and listen again, talkradio.co.uk. I should really, at this stage, just quickly plug my normal show. I'm normally here on a Sunday breakfast from 8 o'clock. And, you know, we have some good times. Maybe if you fancy having a good time with me or something, like, maybe we could just, like, hang out or something. Like, we could just go and get a coffee. Fine. But there's a podcast. If you search for Jake Yap's Sunday Best, It should pop up, you know, and it's okay. I don't want to oversell it. It's hard to do that, isn't it?
It's good.
That's like the sort of radio equivalent of flyering. Come see my show. Do you want to... it's gone. So, Toppling Juncture coming up after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Clive, what's doing Wolf? Whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am!
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
This week at TradePoint, join us in store for our decorated event with deals across a range of trade paint brands, including Valspar, Leyland and Dulux Trade. Plus, make a purchase in store before the 21st of May for your chance to win a brand new van, courtesy of Leyland Trade. T's and C's apply, trade only.
Global superstars Jamiroquai return with the fantastic new album, Automaton. Featuring the singles Cloud Nine and Automaton. Out now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still severe delays in the Rhondda Valley with the southbound side of the A470 closed between Abercynon and Pontypridd. This is after a serious accident. In Stoke on Trent, the A5006 Campbell Road is closed at the Fletcher Road junction. Police dealing with an overturned vehicle. No change to the west of Oxford for the A420 in Botley. It's closed both ways at the Seacourt Tower traffic lights because of an accident there. And finally in Hampshire, the A3090 Winchester Hill in Romsey is still closed around the Plaza roundabout following a building fire. I'm Jarena Adams.
If there's one thing New York Italians know how to do, it's how to look after the family. Capisce? They can be pretty demanding at times, always wanting stuff. That's why I love Frankie and Benny's. Right now, it's 2-for-1 on mains, and with a new menu, there's plenty to keep everybody happy. So when your family starts making demands, come over to Frankie and Benny's and enjoy 2-for-1 on mains. Frankie and Benny's. Let our family take care of your family. Download our app or search Frankie and Benny's to get your voucher. Terms and conditions apply.
Make your reservation, yes, for a Sunday afternoon show that's stuffed full of the juiciest cuts from the last 7 days of Talk Radio.
Oh, that pucker, that is. Head chef Catherine Boyle slices and dices her way through all the week's highlights to serve up an exquisite cordon bleu feast for your ears.
That's gala, that is.
Blending intense, searing debate with spicy supposition, sprinkled with a delicious soupçon of Ian Lee losing the plot.
I can't think!
Okay, I have to tell you now, it's very important. Please be seated at the chef's table for a sumptuous smorgasbord of sensational radio, all carved up for your delight and delectation.
7 days of Talk Radio.
Served up Sunday afternoon from 3
on Talk Radio.
What are you doing? You're making a complete meal out of it.
100% hard talk. Jake Yap in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here we go then. It's the quiz show everyone's talking about. It's so right for around this time in the afternoon. It's a quiz show, and it's based on those machines. You put two peas in, and then they fall down the thing, and then they slide across the drawer, things sliding in and out, and then they drop down, and then potentially some coins come out at the bottom. It's a fresh idea in broadcasting. No one's ever thought of it before, and joining us to play it today is Ailey. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm not bad. How are you?
Yes, good. Thanks very much. And what do you do? What are you doing with your life at the moment? I mean, I don't mean like specifically this moment because you know that would yeah.
I'm a student, a theology student at the moment.
A theology student.
Theology, yeah.
What wow, that sounds. Is that quite heavy? Quite heavy going. Quite heavy.
A little bit. It's okay.
You know, because there's not that many chuckles, are there, in theology? I mean.
I mean, there are if you look for them, but we don't need to go into it.
Yeah, okay, let's not go into it. And just out of interest, what's your partner do?
Pardon?
What does your partner do?
Oh, she actually works for Tipping Point.
Tipping Point?
Yep.
Never heard of it. So this is Toppling Juncture.
Yep.
Please don't tell. Please don't tell your partner about this. This is Toppling Juncture, and it's a fresh idea.
A great format
in broadcasting. Is it too late to change the sound of it?
It's fine.
Okay, fine. Okay, Ailey. Well, yes, this is Toppling Juncture. It's your chance to drop some coins down into a thing. You'll win nothing other than our pathetic gratitude.
That's enough for me.
They're multiple choice questions. They're all based on the news. Are you very up on the news? Do you follow it assiduously?
Yeah, I follow it.
Do you? Okay, so you're feeling quite confident?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, here we go. Let's get into it. Question one. I should pitch shift myself doing that. Question one. Like that. Who is the new Strictly Come Dancing judge? Is it A. Shirley Ballas, B. Ed Balls, or C. Carlos Acosta?
Wow, that's exactly the kind of thing I wouldn't know.
All right, okay. Do you not cover that in theology? Because to some people,
no.
Strictly... No, okay.
It is a religion, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you say them again?
Yeah, sure. Shirley Ballas, Ed Balls, or Carlos Acosta?
I'm going for C. He sounds like a dancer.
Carlos Acosta, let's find out whether or not you're right.
Oh, lucky.
Oh.
Oh, that's so sad. Oh. Is it bold?
It was actually Shirley Ballas.
Oh.
I know.
How shameful.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. There's still everything. There's nothing to play for, so it doesn't matter. Let's have question two then. Which country has been banned from competing in this year's Eurovision Song Contest by the host country, Ukraine? Is it A, Lithuania, B, Azerbaijan, or C, Russia?
I mean, it's got to be Russia.
Russia? Let's find out if you're right. Yeah! I didn't know that. I think it's the...
I didn't know that either.
It's the semi-finals, I think, tomorrow on TV. I can't wait. I genuinely love it. Do you like Eurovision?
I've got passing interest in it, but then I said that about the news, and I didn't know that strictly answer.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, you got that one right, and that's brilliant. That means that you've got a coin to drop. Now, there are three chutes on the toppling juncture machine, which doesn't resemble anything other than one of those end-of-the-pier coin drop machines. we are so finished.
I can visualise it so well. It's almost like I've seen it before.
I guess it probably is. Maybe. Not. Oh, God.
I'm going to go for the left zone.
The left zone. The chute number one.
Yes, sorry, shoot number one.
Okay, can we light up shoot number one, please? Okay, that's now lit up. And try and time it right with the drawers going in and out. And when you're ready, just say release the coin.
Release the coin.
Here it comes. There it goes. Okay, down onto the top shelf. Slide. Yes, a few down onto the next level. But will any coins drop out of the end?
Ooh.
Yay! Clip,
clap. Clip, clap! That's the other thing. You have to shout clip, clap at the end, which is what makes it a very different format. Okay, question number three. What fruit did a student recently leave behind at an art exhibition which then got mistaken for art? What a great story. I didn't know this. Is it A...
pineapple at Robert Gordon University.
A pineapple. Let's see if you're right. Obviously, you're right. Yeah. You're right!
Yeah!
Amazing. I did not know that. That's a great story. Okay, well, which shoot would you like to light up now? One, two, or three? If you want, you can go to another machine because there's that guy on the other machine. He's gone now. Do you want to go on the other machine?
Yeah, let's go to the other.
Look, he's left his little plastic pot on the top. And there's nothing in it except some more chewing gum.
Okay, we should poach his machine then.
Yeah, you should. What, sorry?
The left shoot again. First shoot.
Shoot number one. It's a completely different format, Ailey. Completely. Can we light up shoot number one? Thank you very much. And in your own time, release the coin.
Release the coin.
Okay, there it goes. Down it goes. Onto the top. Oh, yeah, some down onto the next level. Any coins? No.
No.
Okay. Unbelievable.
I know. Well, them's the breaks.
Yeah.
What came in the last minute? Clip, clap.
Clip, clap.
Great news.
Yeah.
You can hear the increasing incredulity in your voice as this staggers bravely on towards the end of the show. Sam Delaney here from Four, ladies and gentlemen. Question number four. What has Labour said they would axe if elected? Is it NHS parking fees, the congestion charge, or lower pollution agreements?
Parking fees.
Let's see if you're right. You are right. Well done. Now, do you want to stay on this machine or do you want to go back to the first one? I will say that this machine's got a key ring as well with like a little, it's not like a Smurf, but is it a troll thing?
What Something. Does the first machine have?
Well, there's the first machine that you were playing on before.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's up to you.
I think I'll stick with the one I'm on. Got to get that troll doll.
Okay. Would you like to light up shoot one, two, or three?
Please.
Number two, can we light up number two, please? Okay. I've got some bad news. There's what idiot? Some idiot stuck a 10p in that slot. I'm sure you can't have slot number two. I'm sorry, it's stuck. You're gonna have to have one or three on this one.
Back to one, please.
Can we light up number one, please? Okay. And in this completely imaginary machine, when you're ready, release the coin.
Release the
coin. Here it goes. Oh, I don't think you timed that too well. Hang on.
Oh, no.
There's a busker in there.
Wow.
useless. Well, he's
probably
anything,
collecting the change, isn't
he? Exactly. He's just drawn to the smell of warm metal. Okay, question number six. Who will launch their election campaign by saying that Brexit is settled? Is it A, Tim Farron, B, Jeremy Corbyn, or C, Theresa May?
Settled. I mean, it must be Theresa. I don't know it, though.
Theresa May, let's see if you're right. Ah, no, apparently it's Jeremy Corbyn. So there you go.
Wow, settled.
Okay, here comes your next question. What was there a festival of last weekend in London? Was it gluten-free food, fried chicken, or beards? Want to confuse any of those.
I think that something tells me it was gluten-free food. I feel like it was that.
Okay, let's see if you're right. Oh, Ailey, you're having a bad run now.
Oh, no.
It was actually fried chicken. It was actually fried chicken. Okay. This is your final question now.
Okay.
This is your last chance to pull it back and walk away with the same amount of nothing you would have had if you'd won every question.
Okay,
final question. What herb is said to improve memory? Is it basil, thyme, or rosemary? Little music lift there.
Well, okay. I'm going to go for... I'm just going to guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Rosemary.
Okay, let's see if you're right. You are right! Thank goodness for that. And so that gives you one final coin. Now, do you want to go back to your old machine? Do you want to try and one or three on this machine? Because shoot number two's blocked with a 10p that someone's stuck in there like an idiot. What do you want to do?
I'm going to stay on this machine and I'm going to go for shoot number one, please.
I think that's a good idea. It's looking quite tasty at the moment. Can we light up shoot number one, please? Thank you very much. And in your own time, release your final coin on toppling juncture.
Release the coin.
Here it goes. Last one. Oh, there's a cow in there. Don't worry about that. That should be fine. Ailey, what a horrible note to leave this on.
Click, clap!
Click, clap!
Well done, Ailey.
Sing, sing.
Yeah.
Click, clap. Click, clap. They never sing.
They never
click,
do.
Click, clap.
Oh, Ailey. Wait, sorry.
Yeah. Click, clap. Click, clap.
What are you doing?
Click, clap. Click, clap.
Clap, clap.
Oh, yay! Yay! Oh, ending on such a euphoric high, this run of cover shows. Thanks very much indeed for playing, Ailey. I really appreciate that.
You. Yeah,
please don't tell your partner. Please. I'm begging. Okay! Lots of fun there. I mean, that's more or less it for me. I'm more or less out of here. John Holmes is going to be back tomorrow from 1 o'clock, and I think we'll all be very glad to see the front of him. But you know what I'm saying, right? You know.
Yeah, opposite.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, Cornelius, it must be nice for you to get back into routine. It's sort of like you've had a little.
I've very much enjoyed.
Well, you've had like a summer holiday, haven't you? You know, and it's fun. But then towards the end, you just sort of think, you know, I'd like to just go home and have a sit down now and maybe have a story. Sam Delaney is walking in right now. No food.
No
in here,
warm
no
food,
smells.
Sam.
No?
No, I don't know if you... Yeah, there was a bit
Julia
of
Hartley Brewer will threaten to punch you.
Yeah, she will literally threaten to punch
Who
you.
Who did she threaten to punch?
Literally Cornelius.
Gentle me.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Which is not cool.
It's not, no.
It's not cool. Violence is never the answer.
It's never cool, I'll tell you that much.
No, it's not cool.
Occasionally, it can be the answer. It's never cool, even when it is the answer.
No,
it's
even
always
in those,
uncool.
It would be the answer to the question, what is not cool?
Yeah, even in those Guy Ritchie films, everyone sat... Quentin Tarantino, they sat there going, that's not cool.
The coolest fighting, about the only cool fighting I think I've ever seen, is probably in West Side Story. where they kind of fight dance. That's quite cool, isn't it?
Dance fighting is cool. Yeah. I think you and Julia Hartley Brewer should have a fight dance.
That'd be great.
In the car park.
Put that on the website.
Yeah, I would actually. That should be behind a paywall, man, because I would pay for that.
Cornelius chewing a toothpick, leaning casually against the wall, then suddenly rhythmically clicking his fingers. When you're a jet, you're a jet. I'll be talking about the Labour Party, Donald Trump, and weirdly, the South Korean election.
Oh, really?
Strange, isn't it? But yeah, there you go.
I didn't even know.
That's life as a radio host, I suppose.
Yes, and doubtless you will seamlessly knit it all together.
Yeah, oh, of course, yeah. There'll be some seamless knitting going on over the next few hours. I can tell you that for nothing.
I look forward to all of your seamless knits.
Good.
That's it from me. I'll be back on Sunday from 8 o'clock. I do hope you'll join me then. And in the meantime, you can always check out the podcast, Jake Yap's Sunday Best. My thanks to Victoria Bourne, because she'll be cross if I don't say that. Thanks very much to Marta. Thanks, Cass. Thanks, Cornelius. Thanks so much for looking after me on this run. John Holmes, I'm delighted to say, is back tomorrow from 1. I'll be listening. I hope you will be too. Sam Delaney's up next. Bye.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio. The polls, the papers, the policies.
We've grasped the nettle and we've taken it on board.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks.
I'm selling out, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops it feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. But the money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag precious stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause the citrus ain't enough.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek, or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
When the McCulloch man mows his lawn with his McCulloch lawnmower, he powers through even the toughest grass with one goal in mind, to finish the job before the match starts. And with his McCulloch lawnmower, he's got the power to get the job done. That's why his mates envy his lawn, as well as his team. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Sam Delaney, live at Drive's coming up from now until 7. We've got another packed show of all today's breaking news stories. We'll be talking about Labour unveiling their vision for Britain and asking you, do you buy it? We've got the latest from Donald Trump's scandal regarding his national security advisers. And we'll also be talking, strangely, about the South Korean election that might just save all of our lives. All that and more between now and 7, but now at 4 o'clock, here's the news of Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Sam. Coming up, Corbyn's Day of Reckoning, incident at theme park, and harmful bacteria in our cars.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn says a government run by him would take the wealth back from the rich and powerful. The Labour leaders warned June the 8th will be a day of reckoning for those who crashed the UK economy through greed. But former Liberal Democrat leader Nick Clegg says that smacks of hypocrisy.
The idea that the Labour Party, which crashed the economy, presided over the worst bust in our financial system because they failed to regulate the banks properly, are the kind of best guardians of the many rather than the few, is a laughable joke.
Meanwhile, the Tories are promising to cap some energy prices if re-elected, but the industry's warned it could push up costs for customers. Some breaking news, an air ambulance has been called to Drayton Manor theme park in Tamworth after what's been described as a serious incident on one of the rides. Emergency crews are on the scene of Splash Canyon Rapids with reports of someone in the water. A Royal Marine who shot dead a wounded Taliban fighter in Afghanistan says he can't explain why he did it. Sergeant Alexander Blackman was free from prison just under 2 weeks ago, having spent more than 3 years in jail. Chris Froome says he's okay, but his bike's been totaled after he was deliberately rammed by a hit-and-run driver while training in southern France. The three-time Tour de France winner posted a picture on Twitter accusing the driver of falling him onto the pavement. A study has found many of us may have dangerous bacteria living in our cars. Tests on 15 vehicle interiors found moulds and potentially E. coli. A wider survey found only 1 in 4 people clean the inside of their car every 3 months. Motoring journalist Amanda Stretton says it's a particularly concerning for parents.
Of course, all these bacteria, you're obviously carrying your children around in the car. And if you know that there's the possible pathogens for E. coli, you're going to maybe take a little bit more care, clear up some of those empty food packets, empty stale milk containers, perhaps.
Talk Radio Entertainment.
Naomi Campbell has announced she's going to hold a charity fundraiser in Cannes during the film festival. The supermodel and founder of Fashion for Relief will be joined by other celebrities, and they'll all be modelling donated clothing. There'll also be an auction with proceeds going to Save the Children. Naomi says some of the stars she's asked to get involved can be surprisingly reluctant to strut their stuff.
It's funny that some people who are very public get like, oh, but I can't walk down the runway. But I'd be like, yeah, but you perform in front of thousands of people when you do tours. A sudden scare about walking down the runway alone. It's really funny.
And Peter Kay's Car Share has become the iPlayer's most watched comedy of the year so far. New figures show the sitcom, which ended last week, had more than 10.6 million views on the catch-up service. The comedian's already confirmed it won't be back for a third series.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry and chilly tonight, lows of 4 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be dry, plenty of sunshine. Cloudy with some patchy rain for northern Scotland, highs of 16.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal's transfer plans won't be hugely affected by whether they qualify for the Champions League or not. That's according to boss Arsene Wenger. The Gunners are 6 points off the top four with only 4 Premier League games left to play. Wenger says whatever happens, the club are in a strong financial position.
The weight of a Champions League today is less big than it was years ago, but still it's for me it's important because we want to play at the top level, and the top level is the Champions League. Financially or negotiations-wise, it will not have a huge impact.
Meanwhile, Wenger's rubbish reports of a director of football heading to the Emirates under his watch. Monaco have it all to do if they're to reach the Champions League final. They trail 2-0 heading into the second leg of their last 4 tie with Juventus this evening in Turin. The whole game's live over on Talk Sport. Finally, Kolkata Knight Riders won the toss and opted to field first against Kings 11 Punjab in the IPL today. There's full live commentary over on Talk Sport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
Join thousands of families already saving up to £180 with new BT Mobile Family SIM, because the savings get bigger with each SIM you add. Plans start from as little as £25 a month for 3 2GB SIMs if you've got BT Broadband at home. Plus, to make things simple, there's just one bill, one direct debit from one provider. Find out how much your family could be saving. Search BT Mobile Family SIM today.
Yearly savings versus 5 15GB SIMs. Prices based on 2GB plan, 12-month plan, direct debit, subject to credit status, UK calls, text and data terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio.
Welcome to Drive. I'm Sam Delaney. Thanks for joining me. Now, Labour launched their campaign today with a bunch of warnings aimed at the elites, the wealthy and the establishment, telling them that their time is up. Fair enough, I suppose, but is Jeremy Corbyn just preaching to the converted and failing to reach out to the sort of aspirational middle classes who, one, actually bother to vote in large numbers, and two, he therefore needs to actually win this election? What matters more to your family, bringing down those at the top or getting a decent opportunity yourselves to reach the top? 0344 499 1000 is the number. Do you buy into Labour's vision for Britain? That's what I'll be asking later in the show. Also, we'll be bringing you the latest on Donald Trump's national security scandal. South Korea elects a man who might just save all of our lives. And we'll have a trending review with the left-wing firebrand's left-wing firebrand, Aaron Bastani. Also, as Philip May prepares to flaunt his curves on The One Show tonight, we ask, what's it take to be a good prime ministerial other half? All that and more coming up between now and seven. This is Live at Drive with me, Sam Delaney, on the First Lady of the Airwaves, Talk Radio.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We're going to start with this Donald Trump story. Trump's administration's reportedly planning to smear former Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates ahead of her testimony on his presidential campaign's ties to Russia. Ms. Yates will give evidence about alleged Russian involvement in the 2016 presidential election. The former acting US Attorney General said she warned the White House in January that the then National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was compromised and open to blackmail by the Russian government. Her comments come as it emerges Barack Obama warned Donald Trump in November against hiring Flynn, who was forced to resign as National Security Advisor over his contacts with Russia after less than 3 weeks in office. I am joined now to discuss all of this by Dr. Christine Harlan, lecturer in US politics and international political economy at the University of Leeds, and all the way from South Carolina in the States, Pastor Mark Burns, who is the US evangelical Christian pastor, who was a surrogate of Donald Trump during the election and a close confidant of the president. Hello, both of you.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for joining me. Hi, Dr. Harlan, let me start with you. Why is Trump targeting Sally Yates? What's the investigation about exactly?
Okay, well, I mean, actually, I think we need to be a bit cautious here, because the story about the Trump administration trying to smear Sally Yates came out of the Independent newspaper's interpretation of an article that was posted on Axios.com, and Axios was being a bit speculative. So it's saying, this is what the Trump administration is going to do. Now, after her testimony, there are tweets that Donald Trump has put out, but they don't. I'd say that probably are more critical of the media than anything else, rather than Sally Yates personally. Although there are questions, he raises questions about whether. Vague things about surveillance being a problem, but he doesn't go into it.
But clearly, they sacked Flynn just a